Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, folks, Kamala Harris is doing it. She's doing it. We are now on day 27 of answering zero questions as the de facto Democratic nominee. And that is an amazing accomplishment in and of itself, that she's been able to go almost an entire month without answering a single adversarial question this entire time. Because her campaign is two things, free money and joy. Those are the things, free money, joy, and zero questions whatsoever. She now says that she will commit to two presidential debates. Now, normally you have three presidential debates, but she is very huffy about having three presidential debates. The last thing she wants is that her positions be exposed before the American public as the communism light that they are, economically speaking, and the absolute sheer weakness and cowardice of her foreign policy. She doesn't want that exposed on stage, so she's going to minimize this as much as humanly possible. Yesterday, Team Harris said that they would have three debates total. They'd have one VP debate between Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. Makes sense, because the last thing they want is J.D. Vance just tearing Tim Walz a new one over and over and over. As we will see, Tim Walz is a horrible vice presidential pick. What they really don't want is a repeat performance of Kamala Harris in front of the public. See, it took many debate performances in 2019, 2020 for her to come completely apart, for the wheels to come off the Kamala Harris bus. And so what they're hoping is that the less you see of Kamala Harris, the more you will like her, which, frankly, is a good strategy, because the more you see of her, the more you dislike her. They put out a statement yesterday after Donald Trump had suggested that there be three presidential debates, just like normal, because the last candidate, you know, died. So he has said, why don't we have three presidential debates? She said, no, won't do it. Quote, the debate about debates is over. I like that they can just declare this. They can just randomly declare that the debate about the debates is over. That doesn't have any sort of totalitarian overtones. Donald Trump's campaign accepted our proposal for three debates, two presidential and a vice presidential debate. Assuming Donald Trump actually shows up on September 10th to debate Vice President Harris, Governor Walz will see J.D. Vance on October 1st, and the American people will have another opportunity to see the vice president and Donald Trump on the debate stage in October. Now, what Democrats know is that they're going to ramp up the early voting as fast as humanly possible, and so by the time you hit October, half of their votes are already going to be in the can. Kamala Harris continues, voters deserve to see the candidates for the highest office in the land share their competing visions for the future. The more they play games, the more insecure and unserious Trump and Vance reveal themselves to be to the American people. Those games end now. I mean, the only campaign that's been playing games about the debates has been the Kamala Harris campaign, because Donald Trump made a commitment to Joe Biden, who is no longer the actual nominee. Kamala Harris wasn't involved in those particular negotiations. And then playing games to try and pretend that Trump is running away from them, when in reality they are running as fast as humanly possible away from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, because they do not want to be in the public eye. And the reason they don't want to be in the public eye is because they've got nothing. They've got absolutely nothing. They just pasted a new face on the same old terrible Joe Biden agenda, and they're hoping that nobody notices that. Now, they do have a problem, and that is that the ghost of Joe Biden is now haunting Kamala Harris. What the Harris campaign would prefer is for Joe Biden to go back into the crypt where he is kept every night and just to stay there. That is what they would prefer. They would prefer that no one associate Kamala Harris with Joe Biden, which would be quite a feat considering that Kamala Harris would be an obscure no-name California senator like Alex Padilla, if it were not for the fact that Joe Biden picked her up from the scrap heap of American politics and made her vice president on the basis of DEI qualifications. She is only famous because of Joe Biden. She's only a national figure because of Joe Biden. And by the way, from day one, he said this is the Biden-Harris White House. He said she was intimately involved in every decision. So she is tied at the hip to his policies, which is something that Joe Biden himself said. Peter Doocy asked him about it. And he said, she's not going to distance herself from my economic policies. By the way, he's right. The only economic policies she has are his.
How much does it bother you that Vice President Harris might soon, for political reasons, start to distance herself from your economic...
She's not going to.
You don't think she's going to?
Mr. President...
He says she's not going to do it. He's very adamant. She's not going to do it. She's not going to do it. That's a problem for Kamala Harris, because it turns out most people don't actually like her economic policies. In fact, recent polls showed 52% of Americans do not think America should move in the direction of California. And yet the same polls are showing that 52% of Americans are going to vote for Kamala Harris. What's the disconnect? She's hiding her policies. She's hiding herself. Instead, she's smearing it over with a pastiche of joy. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first...
Growing up in the 90s, I never thought much about race.
What's happening in this country? It's Nazism. Republicans are Nazis.
I'm going to sort this out. I need to go deeper undercover.
Joining us now is Matt, certified DEI expert.
Here's my certification.
What's up with white people? What are you doing to decenter your whiteness?
Who's making it the center? Why are they doing that?
What you're doing is you're stretching out of your whiteness. This is more for you and less for you.
Am I racist? Rated PG-13. Buy tickets now.
Biden, however, will not let this thing go. This is one of the big dangers for the Democrats. Is again, the ghost of Joe Biden just hovering around the hallways of the Kamala Harris campaign, every so often jumping out of the closet to go, boo! In fact, a Fox News reporter said, yeah, Joe Biden was so concerned to let me know that he was connected with Kamala Harris that he grabbed my arm.
Yeah, he grabbed my arm in that answer. The president saying that the Vice President Kamala Harris will not distance herself from the current economic policies.
Now, the reality is that she's attempting to distance herself from Joe Biden while embracing even more communistic and socialistic policies. And she wants to have it both ways. She wants to both say that she was deeply embedded in Bidenomics, and also she has no responsibility for Bidenomics. So yesterday, she had to do a very awkward rally with Joe Biden, and it was indeed an awkward rally. And Joe Biden was out there touting Bidenomics, which, of course, is wildly unpopular. But he was saying things that she can't dissociate with, because she actually requires the same voters that Biden had in the bag. So here was Joe Biden rallying with Kamala Harris yesterday, saying everyone does better with more unions. I mean, if that were true, then... there would be more than 7% of the workforce currently unionized in the private sector. It is eminently untrue. In fact, everyone does significantly worse with large-scale unions in the United States. Consumers get absolutely screwed. Industries turn into zombie industries subsidized by the federal government. This is the story of the car industry in the 1960s and 70s in the United States. But here is Joe Biden trying to make sure that he's got those union voters in the bag for Kamala Harris.
There's more we can do for everyone. We can't give up. They told me every major piece of legislation we passed to give us the strongest economy in history and the strongest economy in the world. We got more to do for working people. By the way, everybody does better when there's more unions.
That is eminently untrue. As any business person will tell you, that is not true. Sometimes unions are good. The vast majority of the time, unions make demands that actually bankrupt the businesses they're supposed to be negotiating with. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris was campaigning with Joe Biden, and more of this, frankly, I think Republicans should be tying Kamala Harris to Joe Biden, because again, she is only famous, she is only a prominent political figure, she's only a Democratic nominee, because she was put in power by Joe Biden, and she promptly turned around and stabbed him directly in the neck. Here she was at this rally, bragging about her tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act. So she doesn't want to own the inflationary record of the Biden administration, but she brags about being one of the people who was the deciding factor in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which is one factor in the 40-year highs in inflation we have seen under this terrible administration.
2 years ago, as vice president, I was proud to cast the tie-breaking vote that sent the bill that gave Medicare the power to negotiate and let it get to the president's desk, and I was proud when our president, Joe Biden, signed that bill into law.
God, she's awful. She is just plain awful. And now she's spelling out more of her communistic policies. So, as of today, She's going to call on Congress to pass a federal ban on price gouging as part of her economic platform, according to Politico, to lower grocery prices and everyday costs. That action, to be announced during a speech in North Carolina, is among others she will take in her first 100 days in office to lower high grocery costs, according to a campaign official granted anonymity to discuss policy ahead of an official announcement. And the fact that we are now 27 days in to her campaign and there is no policy on her website, none, zero, is pretty impressive, frankly speaking. This is idiot policy. If passing federal laws on price gouging on groceries is idiot policy. The reality is that in the grocery industry, profit margins are well under 2%. There's very, very little profit margin in the grocery industry because it's really competitive. There are tons of groceries. There's tons of supply. There is no shortage of food in the United States. And so the idea that it is monopolistic companies price gouging people and that's why the prices have gone up is insane. First of all, price gouging in general is almost always crap because the reality is that prices are determined by supply and demand. I can't gouge you on price unless I am the only supplier available in a really, really wide radius. No competition is available. And you are willing to buy at the price that I set. That is the only way I can, quote unquote, price gouge you. But there is no actual definition for price gouging because it turns out that according to Democrats, price gouging is just prices they don't like because it makes them look bad politically. If she believes that she's going to bring down prices through price controls, this has been tried. It is Soviet-style policy. It is Cuban-style policy. It is Venezuelan-style policy. Simply declaring that the price of a product shall be X does not guarantee the widespread availability of that product. In fact, what it leads to is a spur in demand and a reduction in supply. That is what price controls do. Price controls mean more people want the thing because now it's cheaper, and fewer people are willing to produce the thing because now there is no profit in producing the thing. Very often, there's actual loss in producing the thing, and people do not produce things at a loss. This is why price controls lead to bread lines. And I know Bernie Sanders thinks bread lines are great. Bread lines are wonderful because, look, that means you're just in a line for bread. What could be but bread line? Sounds great. But it's actual terrible policy. Every economist understands, right, left, center, unless you're like a full-scale Marxist, that price controls are some of the worst policy you could possibly invent, and obviously she's pushing it because she is of the opinion that Americans are too stupid to understand what price controls are. That she believes that Americans are so dumb that they think that the federal government can simply, by passing a law, make prices go down. It's very much reminiscent of something called the Kellogg-Briand Pact of 1928. In 1928, it's also called the Paris Accords at the time. In 1928, a bunch of countries in Europe got together, including Germany and the UK and France. They all got together and they outlawed war in 1928. And you know how it worked out? Not amazing, if you know your history, because it turns out that the 1930s followed, and that included World War II, the bloodiest war in human history. It turns out you can't outlaw war simply by passing a diplomatic piece of paper saying we outlaw war. And you can't lower prices simply by saying that you wish prices to be lower and then setting price controls. In fact, you usually end up with precisely the reverse of what it is you are seeking. And Kamala Harris is not that stupid. She knows that. But according to Politico, of course, it's a political move. More on this in just a second. When a woman experiences an unplanned pregnancy, she can feel alone and afraid. So many times, her first response might be to seek out an abortion, because that's what society may have conditioned her to do. But because of the generosity of listeners like you, that search might lead her to a preborn network clinic, where, by the grace of God, she could choose life. Preborn helps offer God's love and compassion to expectant mothers, and then provides a free ultrasound to show them and the life growing inside them. This combination helps bring the ultimate miracle of life to life, which is why Preborn helps save 200 unborn babies every day. Your donation of $28 sponsors one ultrasound. How many babies can you save? Please donate. Just dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Ultrasounds change lives. It's just that simple. My wife and I have four kids. We met all four of those kids long before they were born. It can change how you view the entire world when you see your baby on an ultrasound. That's what Preborn is doing. It's saving lives every day. Dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben to help out. All right, coming up, Kamala Harris is talking about how she's going to bring down prices. The answer is price control. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Kamala Harris is going to bring on the price controls. Elevated everyday costs have plagued the Biden-Harris administration since Americans' grocery bills spiked during the pandemic. Even with some promising recent polling, most major voter surveys show President Biden and Harris well behind former President Donald Trump on the economy. Harris has tried to level set with voters about the pain of high food costs in recent campaign speeches, something progressive and battleground district Democrats on Capitol Hill have said they wish Biden would have addressed earlier in his presidency. Harris's proposals show how she would expand Biden's focus on price gouging and food costs according to the plans detailed by her campaign. In addition to her push for the first ever federal ban on price gouging by food corporations, she would also direct the Federal Trade Commission and state attorneys general to investigate and levy penalties on food companies that violate the federal ban. Which, again, is insane. This is insane. Food is not more expensive because the bread companies decided randomly to raise the prices in collusion with one another. Food is more expensive because the Federal Reserve pumped money into the economy at a rate unprecedented in human history. And then the Biden-Harris administration decided to jack more money into the system. They thought it was good. Ezra Klein famously wrote a piece a couple of years ago lamenting the fact that inflation had resulted because it said, you know, modern monetary theory, the idea that you can just pump money into the economy, was really good for people at the lower end of the spectrum. It was eviscerating income inequality because you were just helicoptering money on people. And then, unfortunately, it resulted in inflation. Of course it resulted in inflation. When you helicopter money on people, it doesn't make things worth more inherently. It just means the price of everything goes up. If I give everybody in the United States 10 extra dollars, no one is any richer. It just means the prices go up by $10. That's all that happens. Because supply and demand. Ooh. These people. It's just, it's amazing to believe that we are led by such dullards. But they're not dull. They know exactly what they're doing. And in fact, in the middle of an inflationary spiral, she has another proposal. This one is on housing. Guess what it is? Wait for it. It's free money. I know you weren't expecting it. Free money from Democrats in the middle of a $30 trillion national debt? No. They would never do such a thing. Our national debt currently runs at, according to Truth in Accounting, some $35 trillion. The actual truth in terms of unfunded liabilities like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid is more like $156 trillion. So things are going amazing here in this United States. And Kamala Harris and company, they're ready to dump more money into the system. According to Jeff Stein, the White House economics reporter for The Washington Post, Kamala Harris is now proposing $25,000 in federal assistance for first-time home buyers going to 1.4 million people. Quote, many Americans work hard at their jobs, save and pay their rent on time month after month, but they can't save enough after paying their rent and other bills to save for a down payment, denying them a shot at owning a home and building wealth. As the Harris-Walz plan starts to expand the supply of entry-level homes, they will, during their first term, provide working families who have paid their rent on time for 2 years and are buying their first home up to $25,000 in down payment assistance, with more generous support for first-generation homeowners. The Biden-Harris administration initially proposed providing $25,000 in down payment assistance only for 400,000 first-generation homebuyers, or homebuyers whose parents don't own a home, and a $10,000 tax credit for first-time homebuyers. Vice President Harris's plan will simplify and significantly expand that plan by providing up to $25,000 for all eligible first-time homebuyers while still calling for a significant addition for first-generation homeowners. It will expand the reach of down payment assistance, allowing over 4 million first-time buyers over 4 years to get significant down payment assistance on average of $25,000 to get the funds they need to buy a first home. So what is that? That is helicoptering $25,000 of cash to people who want to buy a first home. Now, I have no idea what the provisions on creditworthiness are here, because it turns out they're going to flush a bunch of that money down the toilet if you are simply giving people money who cannot afford to actually pay for the mortgage. The down payment is only part of what you're paying when you pay for a house. There's upkeep. There's mortgage. Turns out owning a home kind of expensive, which is why a lot of people rent right now. But according to Kamala Harris, it is time for the federal government to simply helicopter cash over people. She's pairing this, supposedly, with tax credits to get people to build 3 million new units. The problem, of course, is that she presumably will attempt to rent control all of those units. She will attempt to price control all of those units. So on the one hand, she will give, and on the other hand, she will take. Now, all of this market interventionism is simply a sop to people who want free stuff from the federal government. And by the way, it ain't free. We all get to pay for it, or rather, all our children get to pay for it. She is also proposing a $6,000 tax credit for new parents. Now, remember, when J.D. Vance proposes a tax credit for new parents in order to increase the number of children being born in the United States, then that is sexist and horrifying. When Kamala Harris does it, it's genius and wonderful. The difference between the two proposals, I would assume, is that J.D. Vance's proposal actually has some work requirements attached to it, because we would like to see people be able to support their kids beyond a $6,000 tax credit. One of the things Democrats tried to do by increasing these payments during the pandemic was basically make them universal without any work requirements whatsoever, essentially implementing a universal basic income. According to Axios, the economic plan includes tax cuts for middle-class families, including a $6,000 child tax credit for families during the first year of a kid's life, when expenses go up and income often goes down while a parent steps out of the workforce for child care. Harris, echoing Joe Biden, wants to bring back 2021's expanded child tax credit, which was $3,600 per child under age 5 and $3,000 for those older under the American Rescue Plan. There were no work provisions under the American Rescue Plan. And so what it ended up being was just free money helicoptered to people who then had a tough time supporting the kids on the other end of that payment. For lower income adults who aren't raising kids, the proposal would expand the earned income tax credit as well. So just in case you're wondering, this is not about getting more Americans to have kids because we have birth rates that are too low. What it really is about is just giving people cash. It's just handing cash out the door. Not her cash, understand. She's never earned a dime. What this is about is using your money to pay off her political constituents. That's what this is about, always and forever. Again, this sort of stuff is for stupid people. It is economic policy that was dropped on its head as a baby. And yet Wall Street seems to be willing to dump money on her. Why? And the answer is because Wall Street is always trying to get in bed with the person they think is most powerful. The thing to understand about Wall Street is that one of the great failures of Wall Street and of big business in general, they are not capitalist by nature. They are profit-seeking. There is a difference. All right, coming up, Wall Street seems to be swiveling behind Kamala. Why? Isn't she a socialist? The answer is something that you don't expect. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So why is it that Wall Street, which is supposedly a mecca of capitalism, is suddenly getting behind Kamala Harris, who does not like capitalism? A capitalistic company is one that will not do those things. Now, if you are a capitalist, you say, I'm not interested in getting in bed with the government, because I know that whenever anyone gets in bed with the government, they end up getting screwed. That's the nature of the bargain. And we don't want the government picking winners and losers. But that's not what a lot of Wall Street does. A lot of Wall Street is perfectly willing to get in bed with the government so long as it benefits their firm at the expense of all the other firms, which is corporatism. It is not capitalism. And then when that system inevitably falls on its face because the government is bad at picking winners and losers, when those bubbles always burst, capitalism gets blamed. It's one of the perversities of the way that our system of government works under a mixed economy. Mixed economy meaning free market for some parts and government sponsored, subsidized, and run for other parts. Whenever there's a failure, the free market gets blamed. And then more government interventionism, then the government fails, and then the free market gets blamed some more. That's the perverse cycle that our government works through and our media and, unfortunately, a lot of Wall Street. According to Politico, enthusiasm surged in the week since Harris took over from President Joe Biden, who was hemorrhaging support with high-dollar donors. It took less than a month for Harris to smash former President Donald Trump's cash advantage. She did it without offering many details on her economic policy. Business leaders, from Lazard President Ray McGuire to Blackstone Group President Jonathan Gray, lined up behind her as she erased Trump's lead in the polls. Former Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein told Politico the business-friendly policies offered by Trump are attractive to Wall Street, no doubt. But many players find other aspects of the Trump package unrelated to finance overwhelmingly negative. Like most people, folks in finance, we have a variety of interests and concerns and may find the lesser-known Harris more attractive than the Trump they know. Hey, in reality, it's not about them loving abortion so much on Wall Street that they are willing to dump their economic interests on the side. The answer is they believe that they can buy exceptions to the rules for themselves. And so far, that's worked. They did this with Barack Obama as well. Didn't hurt him at all. So, of course, they're going to support the person they think is going to win. Okay, again, all of this is terrible economic policy. All of it is going to lead to economic stagnation at best. But Kamala has a plan. You're not going to hear any answers about this. You're going to know nothing about this because she's got one thing. She's got joy. Now, I know that when you think of Kamala Harris and that rictus smile that she likes to lay on the American people, you don't think joy. You think more like Joaquin Phoenix and Joker, like a pathological, bizarre laugh that breaks out at all the wrong times. But the media have recast her campaign as a campaign of joy. And so the only interview that she has done so far is an interview with her vice president, Tim Walz, on MSNBC. See, they didn't even bother to have an interviewer ask her questions. Instead, they had the person she picked from obscurity ask her questions about stupid crap so they could laugh and smile at each other in the most awkward, smug, and off-putting way. I mean, it's just the smarm factor here is off the charts. It really is off the charts. It's insane.
I'm looking at Coach Wall.
Like, I have white guy tacos and
what
like
is that
black.
Like mayonnaise and tuna? What are you doing?
Pretty much ground beef and cheese.
Okay. Do you put any flavor in it?
No.
Oh.
Here's the deal. No, they said to be careful and let her know this, that black pepper is top of the spice level in Minnesota, you know?
I'm the first vice president, I believe, who has ever grown chili peppers.
Well, trying to expand my food knowledge.
You know, we've got some cantaloupes. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Aw, and he's bowing before her superior food knowledge because she's just an amazing cook. That's the one thing we've learned. She's given recipes in the past. By the way, not racist at all. When the black vice president and presidential candidate is talking about the lack of flavor palette for white people because white people have no flavor palette. Apparently, white people hate spices. So it's all stupidity, and it's all meant for the consumption of morons. And if you buy into the joy, if you buy into the Barack Obama-like selfie stick presidency, H.L. Mencken suggested that democracy is the theory that the common people know what they want and deserve to get it good and hard. All right, I mean, if this is what you want, this is what you're going to get. But we should mention something about this whole joy routine. You should not find joy in your politicians. You should not. That is not where joy comes from. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first...
Are you worried about the state of the economy? Concerned about market crashes and rising inflation wiping out your savings? At Noble Gold Investments, we understand your fears and have a solution. Call us today at 1-888-403-1050. Imagine safeguarding you and your family with a tangible asset that has stood the test of time. Gold. With Noble Gold Investments, you can diversify your portfolio and protect your wealth from economic turmoil. Our team will guide you through the process, ensuring you make informed decisions that best suit your needs. Call Noble Gold Investments today at 1-888-403-1050. That's 1-888-403-1050. The future is uncertain. Take control now. Call 1-888-403-1050.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Joy comes from your family. Joy comes from your community. Joy comes from your religious commitment. Joy comes from your virtuous action in the world with meaning and purpose. That's where joy comes from. Movements that seek joy via politicians are generally really, really ugly. The joy is a cover for control. In fact, they mandate joy. It's mandatory fun. And that's how it feels with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. It's mandatory fun. The joy will be required. If you ask any questions, if you want to know about the economic policies, don't you understand? This is a campaign not about policy. It's about vibes and joy. Do you understand? This is about whether Kamala Harris can dance. This is not about whether Kamala Harris has economic policies reminiscent of Fidel Castro. That kind of stuff, those questions, they destroy the joy. They destroy the vibe. You're wrecking the mood. You're totally wrecking the mood. And here's bad economic policy, bad policy in general. It is a longtime mainstay of totalitarians to paste over their evil and horrifying policies with a mask of joy. It is their favorite thing to do. It's literally a main propaganda point for every fascist and Stalinist regime, every single one. This is a poster of Joseph Stalin from the Soviet Union. Now, we all think of Joseph Stalin as like the stern man with the mustache who killed 20 million people. But actually, the way that he was promoted in the Soviet Union was with joy. Do you see all these smiling children around Joseph Stalin? The actual caption on this reads, "We are warmed by Stalin's affection." Do you feel the joy? Don't you feel the joy? Well, if you don't feel the joy, you don't clap long enough. He'll shoot you, but at least you feel the joy. Or maybe you prefer the joy of Mao. Again, this is how all totalitarian movements operate, is with the joy. It's the feeling that they're going to create in you by redistributing income, by taking things from some people and giving them to others. Give over your heart to the great leader, and you too will be part of the joy. This is the caption on this particular poster. This is a bunch of Chinese folks who are smiling, grinning as they carry around the red flag, and the words of Chairman Mao. And it says, "Mao's words bring joy" in Chinese. Right? And then, of course, there's a very famous poster for the Nazis. Called Strength Through Joy. It was an entire program called Strength Through Joy. What was Strength Through Joy? It was economic redistributionism via the central government, and the government would then pay for you to take a vacation with your family. Free money. They would allow you to go to the movies sometimes. All they require is that you enlist in the Kraft durch Freude. My German is not particularly good. That means Strength Through Joy. In the Strength Through Joy, so much unbelievable joy. Right? That is the thing that they're looking for. In 1984, at the very end of 1984, the central character is indoctrinated into the cult of the Big Brother. And the final words are, of course, he loved Big Brother. He felt the love. He gazed up at the enormous face. 40 years it had taken him to learn what kind of smile was hidden beneath the dark mustache. Of course, written about Stalin. Oh, cruel, needless misunderstanding. Oh, stubborn, self-willed exile from the loving breast. Two gin-scented tears trickled down the sides of his nose. But it was all right. Everything was all right. The struggle was finished. He had won the victory over himself. He loved Big Brother. That's the thing. Feel the joy. And if you don't feel the joy, it's because you are not sufficiently compliant to the wishes of the great leaders. Shut up about the policy. Stop asking questions about the policy. Feel the joy. Dance with Kamala. Laugh with Kamala. Feel the joy. In Brave New World, Aldous Huxley's novel about dystopian futures, in which he suggests a centralized government basically hands out drugs like Soma in order to keep people happy and guarantees sexual promiscuity for all, the one thing they forbid is familial relations. Familial relations are very bad because that might mean that you find joy in the things you're actually supposed to find joy in, namely the roles that societies and civilizations have typically treasured. Those have to be obliterated in favor of social stability, because if you can flatten out everybody into an atomized individual, subject chiefly to their own hedonistic pursuits, then all those people become tools of the centralized power. So the controller, who is sort of the spokesperson for this dystopia in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, he says, "Mother, monogamy, romance, high spurts the fountain, fierce and foamy the wild jet, the urge has but a single outlet. My love, my baby. No wonder these poor pre-moderns were mad and wicked and miserable. Their world didn't allow them to take things easily. Didn't allow them to be sane, virtuous, and happy. What with mothers and lovers, what with the prohibitions they were not conditioned to obey, what with the temptations and the lonely remorses, what with all the diseases and the endless isolating pain, what with the uncertainties and the poverty, they were forced to feel strongly, and feeling strongly and strongly what was more in solitude, in hopelessly individual isolation, how could they be stable?" So the purpose of the government in Brave New World is to flatten everything out, to turn everybody into an atomistic individual, subject to no family ties, no binding relationships, force all those agglomerated atomistic individuals together, and then call it a society. And the slogan that they teach everybody from the time that they are five in Brave New World is, wait for it, everybody's happy now. Everybody's happy now, don't you see? They feel the joy. They feel the love. Never mind that all the policies remove individual initiative, risk-taking, entrepreneurship, meaning, purpose, vision. Never mind all of that. What it's really about is feeling the solidarity of joy beneath the happy, smiling face of a great leader. And again, the totalitarians, they rarely come with the grimace and the promise of blood. They almost always come with the joyous smiles and the promise of a better world in which all risk will be alleviated, in which you will have to do less work, and in which the centralized government takes care of all of your problems. The jackbooted doves rarely come with the stern fist of the father. They generally come with the warm smile of the mother, and then behind that is hiding the stern fist of the centralized government. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, Israel is maybe the only country I've ever heard of that is continually called upon to fight for its own existence. In a situation like this, it's especially important to know who your friends are. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and its hundreds of thousands of Christian and Jewish supporters are such friends. For more than 40 years, the fellowship has been working to alleviate poverty and provide security both in Israel and in Jewish communities around the world. They've helped hundreds of thousands of Jews from around the world make aliyah to their biblical homeland. That's why I've partnered with the fellowship, both in times of crisis and every day. They are there on the ground, efficiently and effectively delivering aid when people need it most. Please consider making a life-saving donation today. Thanks to a generous IFCJ supporter, your gift will be matched, doubling your impact in the Holy Land. To give to IFCJ, visit benforthefellowship.org. That's benforthefellowship.org. God bless and thank you, benforthefellowship.org. All right, coming up, Donald Trump is attacking Kamala Harris's economic policy because Kamalanomics is the same as Bidenomics. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Yo.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Donald Trump is on the attack against Kamalanomics. Yesterday, he did a big press conference in which he spelled out his opposition to her terrible inflation policies, and he makes a very obvious point, the point that nobody wants to make, which is we don't have to imagine what a Kamala Harris presidency would look like. She is the vice president right now. She may be the acting president for all we know. Here was President Trump yesterday. He was in Bedminster.
You don't have to imagine what a Kamala Harris presidency would be because you're living through that nightmare right now, and it is a nightmare.
He is right about that again. She, Biden, the same. They're both machine politicians. The machine has just churned out one in favor of the other. Here's Trump slamming Kamala's blown-up economy.
When I left office, I handed Kamala and crooked Joe Biden a surging economy with no inflation. The 30-year mortgage rate was around 2%. Gasoline had reached $1.87 a gallon. We actually had many months where it was lower than that. But we hit 187, which was a perfect place, an absolutely beautiful number. Real income surged by more than $4,200 a year when I was president. Harris and Biden blew it all up. And if Kamala wins the election, the worst is yet to come.
That, of course, is absolutely true. He then slammed what he called her Maduro plan for price controls.
She's running on the Maduro plan. We call it the Maduro plan, like something straight out of Venezuela or the Soviet Union. This announcement is an admission that her economic policies have totally failed and caused really a catastrophe for our country, and beyond that, a catastrophe in the world.
I mean, he is right. He is right. And here he is slamming her communistic price controls.
Now Kamala is reportedly proposing communist price controls. She wants price controls. And if they worked, I'd go along with it, too. But they don't work. They actually have the exact opposite impact and effect.
Okay. And he points out that the typical mortgage payment has tripled under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, which, again, she is claiming she's going to bring down prices. We know what she's going to do. We know what she's going to do. She did it. Blowing money into the economy. Redistributing income. Higher taxes, lower growth. We know what she's going to do. This is not a mystery.
The cost of a typical monthly mortgage has doubled since I left office, and that number was about 3 months old from government, and now it's tripled. We had mortgage rates at around 2%, close to 2%, and they're now at 10%, and you can't get a mortgage.
And meanwhile, her vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz, in any normal media environment, would be gone at this point. He is a disaster area. Every aspect of his record is a lie. Every single one. So the stolen valor scandal is not going away. It's not going to go away. He lied about his actual title in the military repeatedly. He allowed others to lie about him serving in combat zones in places like Afghanistan and Iraq. And here he was when an interviewer wrongly said he served in Afghanistan. Here he is nodding along just a few years ago.
Member of the Armed Service Committee and Veterans Affairs, Democrat of Minnesota, highest ranking enlisted soldier ever to serve in Congress, enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17 and retired 24 years later as Command Sergeant Major and served with his battalion at Operating Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan.
And then he nods. He doesn't correct her. He just nods. Here's J.D. Vance, who actually was stationed in Iraq, talking about this.
Tim Walz said that he carried a weapon in war. He never went to war. Tim Walz said that he didn't know his unit was about to deploy to Iraq when even his own press release at the time said that he knew exactly that. Tim Walz claimed to be a command sergeant major, even had it printed on his challenge coins, and he knew he never achieved that rank. And now Kamala Harris, showing terrible judgment, has decided that her way out of this political problem is to claim that she and Tim Walz are the victims. I think the victims are the veterans who are having their service disparaged because the guy who wants to be their vice president is lying instead of telling the truth.
Hey, he is right about all of that. Meanwhile, new details emerging about his 2006 campaign lying about the details of his DUI in 1995. According to Andrew Kaczynski, who's a very good reporter for CNN, when Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz first ran for Congress in 2006, his campaign repeatedly made false statements about the details of his 1995 arrest for drunk and reckless driving. According to court and police records connected to the incident, Walz admitted in court he had been drinking when he was pulled over for driving 96 miles an hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone in Nebraska. Walz was then transported by a state trooper to a local hospital for a blood test showing he had a blood alcohol level of 0.128, which means he's basically made of alcohol. But in 2006, his campaign repeatedly told the press he had not been drinking that night, claiming that he failed his field sobriety test due to a misunderstanding related to hearing loss from his time in the National Guard. The campaign also claimed Walz was allowed to drive himself to jail that night. None of that was true. So, you know, he's a liar. He doesn't just lie about everything. He didn't just lie about that. He lies about everything. Jordan Schachtel points out that Tim Walz calls himself, quote, the football coach at Mankato West. It's only a problem, which is that he was a volunteer assistant football coach. Remember that grand campaign rollout that Kamala Harris had where she basically treated him like Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights? And it turns out he was an assistant volunteer football coach at, like, the local high school. Also, the Washington Examiner continues to dig into his relationships with radical Muslim groups. Quote, under Governor Tim Walz, the state of Minnesota awarded over $2 million to an Islamic group that fundraises for a charity linked to an Al-Qaeda affiliate, according to funding records reviewed by the Washington Examiner. The Islamic Association of North America, the recipient of state grants from 2019 to 2024, is fundraising after Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel last year for Rahma Worldwide, a Michigan-based charity that says it is shipping humanitarian aid to Gaza. In a since-deleted Facebook post in October 2023, Rahma Worldwide president Shadi Zaza revealed his charity was collaborating on an aid initiative with the Islamic Heritage Revival Society of Kuwait, a terrorist group sanctioned by the U.S. government for funding Al-Qaeda. News of the Walz administration's grants to the IANA comes as the Democratic vice presidential candidate faces backlash after a series of Washington Examiner reports revealed his ties to Muslim cleric Asad Zaman. As Minnesota governor, Walz has repeatedly hosted Zaman, who shared a pro-Adolf Hitler movie on social media and defended the October 7th attacks. He also referred to Zaman as a master teacher at a 2018 event. So, again, in a normal media environment, Walz would be off the ticket already because he's a full-scale disaster area. But he's not going to leave the ticket because the media are in full-scale joy mode along with Kamala Harris. How do we know, by the way, that they're in full-scale joy mode along with Kamala Harris? Because if you mispronounce her name, that means you are a... That's what it means. We know that because Nancy Mace made that egregiously evil error while appearing on CNN the other night. Here was Nancy Mace getting herself into all sorts of hot water for making the big boo-boo. She mispronounced a name that literally 5% of the public knew before the last 10 minutes.
Kamala Harris is
Kamala. You said
I don't
call you Nancy.
I want.
It's Kamala. You're doing this on purpose, Congressman.
That's disrespectful.
You can't expect people to respect your service if you don't
respect
her.
If a man walked that stage 25 years ago, she would have said she would have taken that achievement away from women. That's disgusting.
Let me get in here. No, no, the wrong syllable. Oh, my God, she calls her Kamala as opposed to Kamala. Clearly, that was meant as a sign of disrespect. Sure, her administration has been responsible for a horrific economic record. 40-year highs in inflation. Sure, her administration has set the world on fire. However, you mispronounced her name, Nancy Mace, you bad, bad person, you. All right, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here on Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Kamala Harris campaign playing the victim card, but former President Trump says Harris is attacking him.
And whether the personal attacks are good, bad, I mean, she certainly attacks me personally. She actually called me weird. He's weird.
House Republicans are launching an investigation into Democrat Vice President nominee Tim Walz. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says the committee is looking into Walz's work related to China. Comer says Americans deserve to understand how deep Walz's relationship with China goes. He's visited there more than 30 times. The Supreme Court is rejecting the Biden-Harris administration's request to expand Title IX protections against sex discrimination in schools. The White House has been pushing to expand Title IX to allow boys to use girl locker rooms and restrooms and be allowed to play on girl sports teams. The Supreme Court barred any changes to Title IX from going into effect, while lower courts across the country are still debating that issue. The United States continues to prepare for a possible Iranian attack against Israel.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says U.S. officials are working very hard diplomatically to prevent an Iranian-led attack.
We also have to be ready for one, and I would tell you that we believe we are.
And he warns that while the likelihood of an attack is high, it is unknown.
We don't have a lot of certainty here, so it's not exactly clear whether there'll be one. We hope there won't be.
Kirby says Iran could attack soon with little to zero warning and that its rhetoric should be taken seriously. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Houston, Harris County sheriffs say they've located the mother of a newborn baby boy who was discovered in the trash earlier this week. The woman claimed that she had abdominal pains, gave birth to the boy, then passed out, and she said when she woke up, the baby was dead. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know.
Hello, this is Franklin Graham. Does it feel like the world is coming apart the seams? It does to me. What do we do as Christians? Do we just sit back and let it happen, just waiting for Christ to return, and we just sit on our hands? No, we don't do that. He's called us to action. He's called us to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, and that's what we do. As Samaritans First, we go. And we go in Jesus' name, whether it's with a truck full of shoebox gifts or an army of volunteers ready to help wherever they can, or whether we fill up one of our cargo planes and respond to the far corners of this earth. Wherever there is a need, we go and we help in Jesus' name. Don't just sit back and wait for Jesus to return. You have one life. Make it count.
You can be a part of taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. To find out more about Samaritan's Purse and how you can be involved, go to SamaritansPurse.org. That's SamaritansPurse.org.
TikTok is pushing back on arguments that the social media platform is not shielded by the First Amendment.
The U.S. Justice Department had said in a legal brief submitted last month that TikTok's owner, China-based ByteDance, as well as the platform's global and U.S. arms, were not entitled to First Amendment protections. TikTok attorneys argue the platform's U.S. arm doesn't forfeit its constitutional rights because it is owned by a foreign entity. They drew a parallel between TikTok and well-known news outlets such as Politico and Business Insider, which are owned by a German publisher.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The arguments were made in a case between the U.S. and TikTok over the federal law that could lead to a ban on the app. California Governor Gavin Newsom signs a package of 10 bills that aims to crack down on smash-and-grab robberies and property crimes, making it easier to go after repeat offenders in the state. News and analysis at townhall.com. Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico will continue to live with less water next year from the Colorado River. Keith Peters has the latest on the story.
It's happening after the U.S. government Thursday announced water cuts preserving the status quo.
Long-term challenges remain for the 40 million people reliant on the imperiled river. The Colorado River is a lifeline for the U.S. West and supplies water to cities and farms in northern Mexico as well. Years of overuse combined with rising temperatures and drought have meant less water flows in the Colorado today than in decades past. Keith Peters reporting.
Southwest Airlines announces it will begin seasonal nonstop service between Austin and Omaha, Nebraska this coming November, a route that is being cut by Allegiant Air as that carrier closes its base operations at Austin Bergstrom International. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, folks, Kamala Harris is doing it. She's doing it. We are now on day 27 of answering zero questions as the de facto Democratic nominee. And that is an amazing accomplishment in and of itself, that she's been able to go almost an entire month without answering a single adversarial question this entire time. Because her campaign is two things, free money and joy. Those are the things, free money, joy, and zero questions whatsoever. She now says that she will commit to two presidential debates. Now, normally you have three presidential debates, but she is very huffy about having three presidential debates. The last thing she wants is that her positions be exposed before the American public as the communism light that they are, economically speaking, and the absolute sheer weakness and cowardice of her foreign policy. She doesn't want that exposed on stage, so she's going to minimize this as much as humanly possible. Yesterday, Team Harris said that they would have three debates total. They'd have one VP debate between Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. Makes sense, because the last thing they want is J.D. Vance just tearing Tim Walz a new one over and over and over. As we will see, Tim Walz is a horrible vice presidential pick. What they really don't want is a repeat performance of Kamala Harris in front of the public. See, it took many debate performances in 2019, 2020 for her to come completely apart, for the wheels to come off the Kamala Harris bus. And so what they're hoping is that the less you see of Kamala Harris, the more you will like her, which, frankly, is a good strategy, because the more you see of her, the more you dislike her. They put out a statement yesterday after Donald Trump had suggested that there be three presidential debates, just like normal, because the last candidate, you know, died. So he has said, why don't we have three presidential debates? She said, no, no, won't do it. Quote, the debate about debates is over. I like that they can just declare this. They can just randomly declare that the debate about the debates is over. That doesn't have any sort of totalitarian overtones. Donald Trump's campaign accepted our proposal for three debates, two presidential and a vice presidential debate. Assuming Donald Trump actually shows up on September 10th to debate Vice President Harris, Governor Walz will see J.D. Vance on October 1st, and the American people will have another opportunity to see the vice president and Donald Trump on the debate stage in October. Now, what Democrats know is that they're going to ramp up the early voting as fast as humanly possible, and so by the time you hit October, half of their votes are already going to be in the can. Kamala Harris continues, voters deserve to see the candidates for the highest office in the land share their competing visions for the future. The more they play games, the more insecure and unserious Trump and Vance reveal themselves to be to the American people. Those games end now. I mean, the only campaign that's been playing games about the debates has been the Kamala Harris campaign, because Donald Trump made a commitment to Joe Biden, who is no longer the actual nominee. Kamala Harris wasn't involved in those particular negotiations, and then playing games to try and pretend that Trump is running away from them, when in reality they are running as fast as humanly possible away from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, because they do not want to be in the public eye. And the reason they don't want to be in the public eye is because they've got nothing. They've got absolutely nothing. They just pasted a new face on the same old terrible Joe Biden agenda, and they're hoping that nobody notices that. Now, they do have a problem, and that is that the ghost of Joe Biden is now haunting Kamala Harris. What the Harris campaign would prefer is for Joe Biden to go back into the crypt where he is kept every night and just to stay there. That is what they would prefer. They would prefer that no one associate Kamala Harris with Joe Biden, which would be quite a feat considering that Kamala Harris would be an obscure no-name California senator like Alex Padilla if it were not for the fact that Joe Biden picked her up from the scrap heap of American politics and made her vice president on the basis of DEI qualifications. She is only famous because of Joe Biden. She's only a national figure because of Joe Biden. And by the way, from day one, he said this is the Biden-Harris White House. He said she was intimately involved in every decision. So she is tied at the hip to his policies, which is something that Joe Biden himself said. Peter Ducey asked him about it, and he said she's not going to distance herself from my economic policies. By the way, he is right. The only economic policies she has are his.
How much does it bother you that Vice President Harris might soon, for political reasons, start to distance herself from your economic...
She's not going to.
You don't think she's going to?
Mr. President...
He says she's not going to do it. He's very adamant. She's not going to do it. She's not going to do it. That's a problem for Kamala Harris because it turns out most people don't actually like her economic policies. In fact, recent polls showed 52% of Americans do not think America should move in the direction of California. And yet the same polls are showing that 52% of Americans are going to vote for Kamala Harris. What's the disconnect? She's hiding her policies. She's hiding herself. Instead, she's smearing it over with a pastiche of joy. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first...
Growing up in the 90s, I never thought much about race.
What's happening in this country? It's Nazism. Republicans are Nazis.
I'm going to sort this out. I need to go deeper undercover.
They don't say I'm racist.
Joining us now is Matt, certified DEI expert.
Here's my certification.
What's up with white people? What are you doing to decenter your whiteness?
Who's making it the center? Why are they doing that?
What you're doing is you're stretching out of your whiteness. This is more for you and less for you.
They gonna say you racist. Am I racist? Rated PG-13. Buy tickets now.
Biden, however, will not let this thing go. This is one of the big dangers for the Democrats. Is again, the ghost of Joe Biden just hovering around the hallways of the Kamala Harris campaign, every so often jumping out of the closet. They go, boo! In fact, a Fox News reporter said, yeah, Joe Biden was so concerned to let me know that he was connected with Kamala Harris that he grabbed my arm.
Yeah, he grabbed my arm in that answer. The president saying that the Vice President Kamala Harris will not distance herself from the current economic policies.
Now, the reality is that she is attempting to distance herself from Joe Biden while embracing even more communistic and socialistic policies. And she wants to have it both ways. She wants to both say that she was deeply embedded in Bidenomics and also she has no responsibility for Bidenomics. So yesterday she had to do a very awkward rally with Joe Biden, and it was indeed an awkward rally. And Joe Biden was out there touting Bidenomics, which of course is wildly unpopular, but he was saying things that she can't associate with because she actually requires the same voters that Biden had in the bag. So here was Joe Biden rallying with Kamala Harris yesterday saying everyone does better with more unions. I mean, if that were true, then there would be more than 7% of the workforce currently unionized in the private sector. It is eminently untrue. In fact, everyone does significantly worse with large-scale unions in the United States. Consumers get absolutely screwed. Industries turn into zombie industries subsidized by the federal government. This is the story of the car industry in the 1960s and 70s in the United States. But here is Joe Biden trying to make sure that he's got those union voters in the bag for Kamala Harris.
There's more we can do for everyone. We can't give up. They told me every major piece of legislation we passed to get us the strongest economy in history and the strongest economy in the world. We got more to do for working people. By the way, everybody does better when there's more unions.
That is eminently untrue. As any business person will tell you, that is not true. Sometimes unions are good. The vast majority of the time, unions make demands that actually bankrupt the businesses they're supposed to be negotiating with. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris was campaigning with Joe Biden, and more of this, frankly, I think Republicans should be tying Kamala Harris to Joe Biden, because again, she is only famous, she is only a prominent political figure, she's only a Democratic nominee, because she was put in power by Joe Biden, and she promptly turned around and stabbed him directly in the neck. Here she was, this rally, bragging about her tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act. So she doesn't want to own the inflationary record of the Biden administration, but she brags about being one of the people who was the deciding factor in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which was one factor in the 40-year highs in inflation we have seen under this terrible administration.
2 years ago, as vice president, I was proud to cast the tie-breaking vote that sent the bill that gave Medicare the power to negotiate and let it get to the president's desk. And I was proud when our president, Joe Biden, signed that bill into law.
God, she's awful. She is just plain awful. And now she's spelling out more of her communistic policies. So, as of today, she's going to call on Congress to pass a federal ban on price gouging as part of her economic platform, according to Politico, to lower grocery prices and everyday costs. That action, to be announced during a speech in North Carolina, is among others she will take in her first 100 days in office to lower high grocery costs, according to a campaign official granted anonymity to discuss policy ahead of an official announcement. And the fact that we are now 27 days in to her campaign and there is no policy on her website, none, zero, is pretty impressive, frankly speaking. This is idiot policy. Passing federal laws on price gouging on groceries is idiot policy. The reality is that in the grocery industry, profit margins are well under 2%. There's very, very little profit margin in the grocery industry because it's really competitive. There are tons of groceries. There's tons of supply. There is no shortage of food in the United States. And so the idea that it is monopolistic companies price gouging people and that's why the price has gone up is insane. First of all, price gouging in general is almost always crap because the reality is that prices are determined by supply and demand. I can't gouge you on price unless I'm the only supplier available in a really, really wide radius. No competition is available. And you are willing to buy at the price that I set. That is the only way I can, quote unquote, price gouge you. But there is no actual definition for price gouging because it turns out that according to Democrats, price gouging is just prices they don't like because it makes them look bad politically. If she believes that she's going to bring down prices through price controls, this has been tried. It is Soviet style policy. It is Cuban style policy. It is Venezuelan style policy. Simply declaring that the price of a product shall be X does not guarantee the widespread availability of that product. In fact, what it leads to is a spur in demand and a reduction in supply. That is what price controls do. Price controls mean more people want the thing because now it's cheaper and fewer people are willing to produce the thing because now there is no profit in producing the thing. Very often, there's actual loss in producing the thing and people do not produce things at a loss. This is why price controls lead to bread lines. And I know Bernie Sanders thinks bread lines are great. Bread lines are wonderful because, look, that means you're just in a line for bread. What could be but bread line? Sounds great. But it's actual terrible policy. Every economist understands, right, left, center, unless you're like a full-scale Marxist, that price controls are some of the worst policy you could possibly implement, and obviously she's pushing it because she is of the opinion that Americans are too stupid to understand what price controls are. That she believes that Americans are so dumb that they think that the federal government can simply, by passing a law, make prices go down. It's very much reminiscent of something called the Kellogg-Briand Pact of 1928. In 1928, it's also called the Paris Accords at the time. In 1928, a bunch of countries in Europe got together, including Germany and the UK and France. They all got together and they outlawed war in 1928. And you know how it worked out? Not amazing, if you know your history, because it turns out that the 1930s followed, and that included World War II, the bloodiest war in human history. It turns out you can't outlaw war simply by passing a diplomatic piece of paper saying we outlaw war. And you can't lower prices simply by saying that you wish prices to be lower and then setting price controls. In fact, you usually end up with precisely the reverse of what it is you are seeking. And Kamala Harris is not that stupid. She knows that. But according to Politico, of course, it's a political move. More on this in just a second. When a woman experiences an unplanned pregnancy, she can feel alone and afraid. So many times, her first response might be to seek out an abortion, because that's what society may have conditioned her to do. But because of the generosity of listeners like you, that search might lead her to a Preborn Network clinic, where, by the grace of God, she could choose life. Preborn helps offer God's love and compassion to expectant mothers, and then provides a free ultrasound to show them and the life growing inside them. This combination helps bring the ultimate miracle of life to life, which is why Preborn helps save 200 unborn babies every day. Your donation of $28 sponsors one ultrasound. How many babies can you save? Please donate. Just dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Ultrasounds change lives. It's just that simple. My wife and I have four kids. We met all four of those kids long before they were born. It can change how you view the entire world when you see your baby on an ultrasound. That's what Preborn is doing. It's saving lives every day. Dial #250, say keyword baby, that's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com/Ben, that's preborn.com/Ben to help out. All right, coming up, Kamala Harris is talking about how she's going to bring down prices. The answer is price controls. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. We don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Kamala Harris is going to bring on the price controls. Elevated everyday costs have plagued the Biden-Harris administration since Americans' grocery bills spiked during the pandemic. Even with some promising recent polling, most major voter surveys show President Biden and Harris well behind former President Donald Trump on the economy. Harris has tried to level set with voters about the pain of high food costs in recent campaign speeches, something progressive and battleground district Democrats on Capitol Hill have said they wish Biden would have addressed earlier in his presidency. Harris's proposals show how she would expand Biden's focus on price gouging and food costs according to the plans detailed by her campaign. In addition to her push for the first ever federal ban on price gouging by food corporations, she would also direct the Federal Trade Commission and state attorneys general to investigate and levy penalties on food companies that violate the federal ban. Which, again, is insane. This is insane. Food is not more expensive because the bread companies decided randomly to raise the prices in collusion with one another. Food is more expensive because the Federal Reserve pumped money into the economy at a rate unprecedented in human history. And then the Biden-Harris administration decided to jack more money into the system. They thought it was good. Ezra Klein famously wrote a piece a couple of years ago lamenting the fact that inflation had resulted because it said, you know, modern monetary theory, the idea that you can just pump money into the economy, was really good for people at the lower end of the spectrum. It was eviscerating income inequality because you were just helicoptering money on people. And then, unfortunately, it resulted in inflation. Of course it resulted in inflation. When you helicopter money on people, it doesn't make things worth more inherently. It just means the price of everything goes up. If I give everybody in the United States 10 extra dollars, no one is any richer. It just means the prices go up by $10. That's all that happens. Because supply and demand. Ooh. These people. It's just, it's amazing to believe that we are led by such dullards. But they're not dull. They know exactly what they're doing. And in fact, in the middle of an inflationary spiral, she has another proposal. This one is on housing. Guess what it is? Wait for it. It's free money. I know, you weren't expecting it. Free money from Democrats in the middle of a $30 trillion national debt? No, they would never do such a thing. Our national debt currently runs at, according to Truth in Accounting, some $35 trillion. The actual truth, in terms of unfunded liabilities, like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, is more like $156 trillion. So things are going amazing here in this United States. And Kamala Harris and company, they are ready to dump more money into the system. According to Jeff Stein, the White House economics reporter for the Washington Post, Kamala Harris is now proposing $25,000 in federal assistance for first-time home buyers going to 1.4 million people. Quote, many Americans work hard at their jobs, save, and pay their rent on time month after month, but they can't save enough after paying their rent and other bills to save for a down payment, denying them a shot at owning a home and building wealth. As the Harris-Walz plan starts to expand the supply of entry-level homes, they will, during their first term, provide working families who have paid their rent on time for 2 years and are buying their first home up to $25,000 in down payment assistance, with more generous support for first-generation homeowners. The Biden-Harris administration initially proposed providing $25,000 in down payment assistance only for 400,000 first-generation homebuyers, or homebuyers whose parents don't own a home, and a $10,000 tax credit for first-time homebuyers. Vice President Harris's plan will simplify and significantly expand that plan by providing up to $25,000 for all eligible first-time homebuyers while still calling for a significant addition for first-generation homeowners. It will expand the reach of down payment assistance, allowing over 4 million first-time buyers over 4 years to get significant down payment assistance on average of $25,000 to get the funds they need to buy a first home. So what is that? That is helicoptering $25,000 of cash to people who want to buy a first home. Now, I have no idea what the provisions on creditworthiness are here, because it turns out you're going to flush a bunch of that money down the toilet if you are simply giving people money who cannot afford to actually pay for the mortgage. The down payment is only part of what you're paying when you pay for a house. There's upkeep. There's mortgage. Turns out owning a home kind of expensive, which is why a lot of people rent right now. But according to Kamala Harris, it is time for the federal government to simply helicopter cash over people. She is pairing this, supposedly, with tax credits to get people to build 3 million new units. The problem, of course, is that she presumably will attempt to rent control all of those units. She will attempt to price control all of those units. So on the one hand, she will give, and on the other hand, she will take. Now, all of this market interventionism is simply a sop to people who want free stuff from the federal government. And by the way, it ain't free. We all get to pay for it, or rather, all of our children get to pay for it. She is also proposing a $6,000 tax credit for new parents. Now remember, when J.D. Vance proposes a tax credit for new parents in order to increase the number of children being born in the United States, then that is sexist and horrifying. When Kamala Harris does it, it's genius and wonderful. The difference between the two proposals, I would assume, is that J.D. Vance's proposal actually has some work requirements attached to it, because we would like to see people be able to support their kids beyond a $6,000 tax credit. One of the things Democrats tried to do by increasing these payments during the pandemic was basically make them universal without any work requirements whatsoever, essentially implementing a universal basic income. According to Axios, the economic plan includes tax cuts for middle-class families, including a $6,000 child tax credit for families during the first year of a kid's life, when expenses go up and income often goes down while a parent steps out of the workforce for child care. Harris, echoing Joe Biden, wants to bring back 2021's expanded child tax credit, which was $3,600 per child under age 5 and $3,000 for those older under the American Rescue Plan. There were no work provisions under the American Rescue Plan. And so what it ended up being was just free money helicoptered to people who then had a tough time supporting the kids on the other end of that payment. For lower-income adults who aren't raising kids, the proposal would expand the earned income tax credit as well. So, just in case you're wondering, this is not about getting more Americans to have kids because we have birth rates that are too low. What it really is about is just giving people cash. It's just handing cash out the door. Not her cash, understand. She's never earned a dime. What this is about is using your money to help her political constituents. That's what this is about, always and forever. Again, this sort of stuff is for stupid people. It is economic policy that was dropped on its head as a baby. And yet Wall Street seems to be willing to dump money on her. Why? And the answer is because Wall Street is always trying to get in bed with the person they think is most powerful. The thing to understand about Wall Street is that one of the great failures of Wall Street and of big business in general, they are not capitalist by nature. They are profit-seeking. There is a difference. All right, coming up, Wall Street seems to be swiveling behind Kamala. Why? Isn't she a socialist? The answer is something that you don't expect. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Well, you heard from the Republicans, now it's the Democrats' turn. Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty. We were at the Republican convention in Milwaukee, and now we're heading to Chicago for the Democratic convention. We'll cover the speeches, talk to a bunch of attendees, and we'll have some behind-the-scenes stuff you won't hear anywhere else. Join us from 9 to noon weekdays. Armstrong and Getty on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Common Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So why is it that Wall Street, which is supposedly a mecca of capitalism, is suddenly getting behind Kamala Harris, who does not like capitalism? A capitalistic company is one that will not do those things. Now, if you are a capitalist, you say, I'm not interested in getting in bed with the government, because I know that whenever anyone gets in bed with the government, they end up getting screwed. That's the nature of the bargain. And we don't want the government picking winners and losers. But that's not what a lot of Wall Street does. A lot of Wall Street is perfectly willing to get in bed with the government so long as it benefits their firm at the expense of all the other firms, which is corporatism. It is not capitalism. And then, when that system inevitably falls on its face, because the government is bad at picking winners and losers, when those bubbles always burst, capitalism gets blamed. It's one of the perversities of the way that our system of government works under a mixed economy. Mixed economy meaning free market for some parts and government-sponsored, subsidized, and run for other parts. Whenever there's a failure, the free market gets blamed, and then more government interventionism, then the government fails, and then the free market gets blamed some more. That's the perverse cycle that our government works through, and our media, and unfortunately a lot of Wall Street. According to Politico, enthusiasm surged in the week since Harris took over from President Joe Biden, who was hemorrhaging support with high-dollar donors. It took less than a month for Harris to smash former President Donald Trump's cash advantage. She did it without offering many details on her economic policy. Business leaders, from Lazard President Ray McGuire to Blackstone Group President Jonathan Gray, lined up behind her as she erased Trump's lead in the polls. Former Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein told Politico the business-friendly policies offered by Trump are attractive to Wall Street, no doubt. But many players find other aspects of the Trump package unrelated to finance overwhelmingly negative. Like most people, folks in finance, we have a variety of interests and concerns, and may find the lesser-known Harris more attractive than the Trump they know. Hey, in reality, it's not about them loving abortion so much on Wall Street that they are willing to dump their economic interests on the side. The answer is they believe that they can buy exceptions to the rules for themselves. And so far, that's worked. They did this with Barack Obama as well. Didn't hurt him at all. So, of course, they're going to support the person they think is going to win. Okay, again, all of this is terrible economic policy. All of it is going to lead to economic stagnation at best. But Kamala has a plan. You're not going to hear any answers about this. You're going to know nothing about this because she's got one thing. She's got joy. Now, I know that when you think of Kamala Harris and that rictus smile that she likes to lay on the American people, you don't think joy. You think more like Joaquin Phoenix and Joker, like a pathological, bizarre laugh that breaks out at all the wrong times. But the media have recast her campaign as a campaign of joy. And so the only interview that she has done so far is an interview with her vice president, Tim Walz, on MSNBC. See, they didn't even bother to have an interviewer ask her questions. Instead, they had the person she picked from obscurity ask her questions about stupid crap so they could laugh and smile at each other in the most awkward, smug, and off-putting way. I mean, it's just the smarm factor here is off the chip. It really is off the charts. It's insane.
I'm looking at Coach Walz.
I have white guy tacos and
what
like
is that
black,
like mayonnaise and tuna. What are you doing?
Pretty much ground beef and cheese.
Okay. Do you put any flavor in it?
No. Oh. Here's the deal. No, they said to be careful and let her know this, that black pepper is top of the spice level in Minnesota, you know.
I'm the first vice president, I believe, who has ever grown chili peppers.
I'm trying to expand my food knowledge.
You know, we've got some cantaloupes. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Aw, and he's bowing before her superior food knowledge, because she's just an amazing cook. That's the one thing we've learned. She's given recipes in the past. By the way, not racist at all. When the black vice president and presidential candidate is talking about the lack of flavor palette for white people, because white people have no flavor palette. Apparently, white people hate spices. So it's all stupidity. And it's all meant for the consumption of morons. And if you buy into the joy, if you buy into the Barack Obama-like selfie stick presidency... H.L. Mencken suggested that democracy is the theory that the common people know what they want and deserve to get it good and hard. All right, I mean, if this is what you want, this is what you're going to get. But we should mention something about this whole joy routine. You should not find joy in your politicians. You should not. That is not where joy comes from. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first...
Are you worried about the state of the economy? Concerned about market crashes and rising inflation wiping out your savings? At Noble Gold Investments, we understand your fears and have a solution. Call us today at 1-888-403-1050. Imagine safeguarding you and your family with a tangible asset that has stood the test of time. Gold. With Noble Gold Investments, you can diversify your portfolio and protect your wealth from economic turmoil. Our team will guide you through the process, ensuring you make informed decisions that best suit your needs. Call Noble Gold Investments today at 1-888-403-1050. That's 1-888-403-1050. The future is uncertain. Take control now. Call 1-888-403-1050.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Joy comes from your family. Joy comes from your community. Joy comes from your religious commitment. Joy comes from your virtuous action in the world with meaning and purpose. That's where joy comes from. Movements that seek joy via politicians are generally really, really ugly. The joy is a cover for control. In fact, they mandate joy. It's mandatory fun. And that's how it feels with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. It's mandatory fun. The joy will be required. If you ask any questions, if you want to know about the economic policies, don't you understand? This is a campaign not about policy. It's about vibes and joy. Do you understand? This is about whether Kamala Harris can dance. This is not about whether Kamala Harris has economic policies reminiscent of Fidel Castro. That kind of stuff, those questions, they destroy the joy. They destroy the vibe. You're wrecking the mood. You're totally wrecking the mood. And here's bad economic policy, bad policy in general. It is a longtime mainstay of totalitarians to paste over their evil and horrifying policies with a mask of joy. It is their favorite thing to do. It's literally a main propaganda point for every fascist and Stalinist regime, every single one. This is a poster of Joseph Stalin from the Soviet Union. Now, we all think of Joseph Stalin as like the stern man with the mustache who killed 20 million people. But actually, the way that he was promoted in the Soviet Union was with joy. Do you see all these smiling children around Joseph Stalin? The actual caption on this reads, "We are warmed by Stalin's affection." Do you feel the joy? Don't you feel the joy? Well, if you don't feel the joy, you don't clap long enough, he'll shoot you, but at least you feel the joy. Or maybe you prefer the joy of Mao. Again, this is how all totalitarian movements operate, is with the joy. It's the feeling that they're going to create in you by redistributing income, by taking things from some people and giving them to others. Give over your heart to the great leader, and you too will be part of the joy. This is the caption on this particular poster. This is a bunch of Chinese folks who are smiling, grinning as they carry around the red flag, and the words of Chairman Mao. And it says, "Mao's words bring joy," in Chinese. Right? And then, of course, there's a very famous poster for the Nazis. Called Strength Through Joy. It's an entire program called Strength Through Joy. What was Strength Through Joy? It was economic redistributionism via the central government, and the government would then pay for you to take a vacation with your family. Free money. They would allow you to go to the movies sometimes. All they require is that you enlist in the Kraft durch Freude. My German is not particularly good. That means strength through joy. In the strength through joy, so much unbelievable joy. Right? That is the thing that they're looking for. In 1984, at the very end of 1984, the central character is indoctrinated into the cult of the Big Brother. And the final words are, of course, he loved Big Brother. He felt the love. He gazed up at the enormous face. 40 years it had taken him to learn what kind of smile was hidden beneath the dark mustache. Of course, written about Stalin. Oh, cruel, needless misunderstanding. Oh, stubborn, self-willed exile from the loving breast. Two gin-scented tears trickled down the sides of his nose. But it was all right. Everything was all right. The struggle was finished. He had won the victory over himself. He loved Big Brother. That's the thing. Feel the joy. And if you don't feel the joy, it's because you are not sufficiently compliant to the wishes of the great leaders. Shut up about the policy. Stop asking questions about the policy. Feel the joy. Dance with Kamala. Laugh with Kamala. Feel the joy. In Brave New World, Aldous Huxley's novel about dystopian futures, in which he suggests a centralized government basically hands out drugs like Soma in order to keep people happy and guarantees sexual promiscuity for all. The one thing they forbid is familial relations. Familial relations are very bad because that might mean that you find joy in the things you're actually supposed to find joy in, namely the roles that societies and civilizations have typically treasured. Those have to be obliterated in favor of social stability, because if you can flatten out everybody into an atomized individual, subject chiefly to their own hedonistic pursuits, then all those people become tools of the centralized power. So the controller, who is sort of the spokesperson for this dystopia in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, he says, "Mother, monogamy, romance, high spurts the fountain, fierce and foamy the wild jet, the urge has but a single outlet. My love, my baby. No wonder these poor pre-moderns were mad and wicked and miserable. Their world didn't allow them to take things easily, didn't allow them to be sane, virtuous, and happy. What with mothers and lovers, what with the prohibitions they were not conditioned to obey, what with the temptations and the lonely remorses, what with all the diseases and the endless isolating pain, what with the uncertainties and the poverty, they were forced to feel strongly, and feeling strongly and strongly what was more in solitude, in hopelessly individual isolation, how could they be stable?" So the purpose of the government in Brave New World is to flatten everything out, to turn everybody into an atomistic individual, subject to no family ties, no binding relationships, force all those agglomerated atomistic individuals together, and then call it a society. And the slogan that they teach everybody from the time that they are five in Brave New World is, wait for it, everybody's happy now. Everybody's happy now, don't you see? They feel the joy. They feel the love. Never mind that all the policies remove individual initiative, risk-taking, entrepreneurship, meaning, purpose, vision. Never mind all of that. What it's really about is feeling the solidarity of joy beneath the happy, smiling face of a great leader. And again, the totalitarians, they rarely come with the grimace and the promise of blood. They almost always come with the joyous smiles and the promise of a better world in which all risk will be alleviated, in which you will have to do less work, and in which the centralized government takes care of all of your problems. The jackbooted doves rarely come with the stern fist of the father. They generally come with the warm smile of the mother, and then behind that is hiding the stern fist of the centralized government. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, Israel is maybe the only country I've ever heard of that is continually called upon to fight for its own existence. In a situation like this, it's especially important to know who your friends are. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and its hundreds of thousands of Christian and Jewish supporters are such friends. For more than 40 years, the Fellowship has been working to alleviate poverty and provide security both in Israel and in Jewish communities around the world. They've helped hundreds of thousands of Jews from around the world make aliyah to their biblical homeland. That's why I've partnered with the Fellowship, both in times of crisis and every day. They are there on the ground, efficiently and effectively delivering aid when people need it most. Please consider making a life-saving donation today. Thanks to a generous IFCJ supporter, your gifts will be matched, doubling your impact in the Holy Land. To give to IFCJ, visit benforthefellowship.org. That's benforthefellowship.org. God bless, and thank you, benforthefellowship.org. All right, coming up, Donald Trump is attacking Kamala Harris's economic policy because Kamalanomics is the same as Bidenomics. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Donald Trump is on the attack against Kamalaomics. Yesterday he did a big press conference in which he spelled out his opposition to her terrible inflation policies, and he makes a very obvious point, the point that nobody wants to make, which is we don't have to imagine what a Kamala Harris presidency would look like. She is the vice president right now. She may be the acting president for all we know. Here was President Trump yesterday. He was in Bedminster.
You don't have to imagine what a Kamala Harris presidency would be, because you're living through that nightmare right now, and it is a nightmare.
Okay, he is right about that again. She, Biden, the same. They're both machine politicians. The machine has just churned out one in favor of the other. Here's Trump slamming Kamala's blown-up economy.
When I left office, I handed Kamala and crooked Joe Biden a surging economy with no inflation. The 30-year mortgage rate was around 2%. Gasoline had reached $1.87 a gallon. We actually had many months where it was lower than that, but we hit 187, which was a perfect place, an absolutely beautiful number. Real income surged by more than $4,200 a year when I was president. Harris and Biden blew it all up. If Kamala wins the election, the worst is yet to come.
That, of course, is absolutely true. He then slammed what he called her Maduro plan for price controls.
She's running on the Maduro plan. We call it the Maduro plan, like something straight out of Venezuela or the Soviet Union. This announcement is an admission that her economic policies have totally failed and caused really a catastrophe for our country, and beyond that, a catastrophe in the world.
I mean, he is right. He is right. And here he is slamming her communistic price controls.
Now Kamala is reportedly proposing communist price controls. She wants price controls. And if they worked, I'd go along with it, too. But they don't work. They actually have the exact opposite impact and effect.
Okay. And he points out that the typical mortgage payment has tripled under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, which, again, she is claiming she's going to bring down prices. We know what she's going to do. We know what she's going to do. She did it. blowing money into the economy, redistributing income, higher taxes, lower growth. We know what she's going to do. This is not a mystery.
The cost of a typical monthly mortgage has doubled since I left office, and that number was about 3 months old from government, and now it's tripled. We had mortgage rates at around 2%, close to 2%, and they're now at 10%, and you can't get a mortgage.
And meanwhile, her vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz, in any normal media environment, would be gone at this point. He is a disaster area. Every aspect of his record is a lie. Every single one. So the stolen valor scandal is not going away. It's not going to go away. He lied about his actual title in the military repeatedly. He allowed others to lie about him serving in combat zones in places like Afghanistan and Iraq. And here he was when an interviewer wrongly said he served in Afghanistan. Here he is nodding along just a few years ago.
Member of the Armed Services Committee and Veterans Affairs, Democrat of Minnesota, highest ranking enlisted soldier ever to serve in Congress. Enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17 and retired 24 years later as Command Sergeant Major and served with his battalion at Operating Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan.
And then he nods. He doesn't correct her. He just nods. Here's J.D. Vance, who actually was stationed in Iraq, talking about this.
Tim Walz said that he carried a weapon in war. He never went to war. Tim Walz said that he didn't know his unit was about to deploy to Iraq when even his own press release at the time said that he knew exactly that. Tim Walz claimed to be a command sergeant major, even had it printed on his challenge coins, and he knew he never achieved that rank. And now Kamala Harris, showing terrible judgment, has decided that her way out of this political problem is to claim that she and Tim Walz are the victims. I think the victims are the veterans who are having their service disparaged because the guy who wants to be their vice president is lying instead of telling the truth.
Hey, he is right about all of that. Meanwhile, new details emerging about his 2006 campaign lying about the details of his DUI in 1995. According to Andrew Kaczynski, who's a very good reporter for CNN, when Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz first ran for Congress in 2006, his campaign repeatedly made false statements about the details of his 1995 arrest for drunk and reckless driving. According to court and police records connected to the incident, Walz admitted in court he had been drinking when he was pulled over for driving 96 miles an hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone in Nebraska. Walz was then transported by a state trooper to a local hospital for a blood test, showing he had a blood alcohol level of 0.128, which means he's basically made of alcohol. But in 2006, his campaign repeatedly told the press he had not been drinking that night, claiming that he failed his field sobriety test due to a misunderstanding related to hearing loss from his time in the National Guard. The campaign also claimed Walz was allowed to drive himself to jail that night. None of that was true. So, you know, he's a liar. He doesn't just lie about everything. He didn't just lie about that. He lies about everything. Jordan Schachtel points out that Tim Walz calls himself, quote, the football coach at Mankato West. It's only a problem, which is that he was a volunteer assistant football coach. Remember that grand campaign rollout that Kamala Harris had where she basically treated him like Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights? And it turns out he was an assistant volunteer football coach at, like, the local high school. Also, the Washington Examiner continues to dig into his relationships with radical Muslim groups. Quote, under Governor Tim Walz, the state of Minnesota awarded over $2 million to an Islamic group that fundraises for a charity linked to an Al-Qaeda affiliate, according to funding records reviewed by the Washington Examiner. The Islamic Association of North America, the recipient of state grants from 2019 to 2024, is fundraising after Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel last year for Rahma Worldwide, a Michigan-based charity that says it is shipping humanitarian aid to Gaza. In a since-deleted Facebook post in October 2023, Rahma Worldwide president Shadi Zaza revealed his charity was collaborating on an aid initiative with the Islamic Heritage Revival Society of Kuwait, a terrorist group sanctioned by the U.S. government for funding Al-Qaeda. News of the Walz administration's grants to the IANA comes as the Democratic vice presidential candidate faces backlash after a series of Washington Examiner reports revealed his ties to Muslim cleric Asad Zaman. As Minnesota governor, Walz has repeatedly hosted Zaman, who shared a pro-Adolf Hitler movie on social media and defended the October 7th attacks. He also referred to Zaman as a master teacher at a 2018 event. So, again, in a normal media environment, Walz would be off the ticket already because he's a full-scale disaster area. But he's not going to leave the ticket because the media are in full-scale joy mode along with Kamala. How do we know, by the way, that they're in full-scale joy mode along with Kamala Harris? Because if you mispronounce her name, That means you are a... That's what it means. You know that because Nancy Mace made that egregiously evil error while appearing on CNN the other night. Here was Nancy Mace getting herself into all sorts of hot water for making the big boo-boo, she mispronounced a name that literally 5% of the public knew before the last 10 minutes.
Kamala Harris is
Kamala. You said
we
don't call you Nancy Mace.
It's Kamala.
You're doing this on purpose, Congress.
That is disrespectful.
You can't expect people to respect
man
your service if you don't respect
her. If a man put on a skirt and walked that stage 25 years ago, she would have said,
"You're a white woman disrespecting a black woman."
She would have taken that achievement away from women. That's disgusting. Let me get in here.
No, the wrong syllable. Oh, my God, she calls her Kamala as opposed to Kamala. Clearly, that was meant as a sign of disrespect. Sure, her administration has been responsible for a horrific economic record, 40-year highs in inflation. Sure, her administration has set the world on fire. However, you mispronounced her name, Nancy Mace, you bad, bad person, you. All right, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here on Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Kamala Harris is promoting a broad set of economic proposals she claims will offer new tax breaks and lower the cost of living for Americans. Experts beg to differ.
Take the housing plans, for example. Increasing demand for housing by providing buyers with these subsidies is only going to increase prices.
Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antony, he tells Salem Radio Network, Harris appears to be appealing to her base when it comes to tax cuts.
The only people who would actually see a tax reduction if they allowed the Trump tax reform to expire would be very wealthy individuals, high income earners in high tax states.
Those planning to protest during the Democrat National Convention are at odds with Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. An attorney representing the group filed an emergency injunction to stop the city from activating restrictions. Organizers say the city is banning stages, platforms, portable toilets, tents, and sound equipment. City officials say the changes are needed due to multiple groups planning to protest. Pakistan's health ministry says it's identified its first case of monkeypox this year, days after the World Health Organization declared it a global health emergency.
Pakistan's health ministry have said more tests are needed to determine whether the patient had a new variant of the virus. The new case in Pakistan comes a day after Sweden identified the first case of a person with the more infectious form of Mpox. The more contagious variant was first seen in eastern Congo, and the World Health Organization recently declared the outbreaks there and elsewhere in Africa to be a global emergency. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hurricane Ernesto nearing Bermuda. Officials are opening shelters, closing government offices. The Category 2 storm has maximum sustained winds of 100 miles an hour. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As anyone with everyday aches and pains, I have got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage, a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Ow.
Virginia's governor launches a new first-in-the-nation program that requires multiple state agencies to collaborate to help former inmates reenter society.
In a smaller test of the plan, thousands of returning citizens obtained jobs and health insurance with a drop in recidivism for the first time in 12 years. Governor Glenn Youngkin says 6 positive factors help reentry to succeed.
A job
secure housing, health care, partnership, which we might call supervision, we might call mentorship, we might call accountability, we might call relationship, and mental health and substance abuse treatment.
Partners include faith communities. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
A woman is in custody after trying to kidnap two babies in a Manhattan park. Police say it happened Wednesday afternoon in Madison Square Park. News and analysis at townhall.com. Trouble for the mayor of the Big Apple.
Federal prosecutors have issued subpoenas to Mayor Eric Adams, his campaign arm, and City Hall in a probe into the Democrats' 2021 run. Adams says he has done nothing wrong, adding his team is cooperating fully. At issue, the feds requested information about the mayor's schedule, his overseas travel, and potential connections to the Turkish government. Jason Walker reporting.
No swimming allowed this weekend at beaches in Brooklyn and Queens, thanks to Hurricane Ernesto. Predictions of dangerous rip currents and 6-foot swells led to that decision. Lifeguards will be on duty. Enforcement staff will be on patrol to make sure no one goes in the water. House Republicans launching an investigation into Democrat Vice President nominee Tim Walz and his relationship with China. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Today, the Matt Walsh Show, a Secret Service agent abandons her post to go breastfeed her baby. It's clear that the agency has not reformed itself or made any changes at all. Also, Kamala Harris engages in some casual anti-white racism. The media goes all the way back to high school to find dirt on J.D. Vance. The infamous Australian breakdancer Ray Gunn has emerged from hiding to address all the scrutiny she's received. We have a sneak peek of my new movie, Am I Racist? Today, you'll see why the cops were called on me during filming. All that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. It's been more than a month since a 20-year-old nearly assassinated Donald Trump while he was speaking at a rally live on national television. Now, I used to say that the gunman had somehow managed to evade the Secret Service, but actually he didn't even do that. He was spotted by the Secret Service numerous times, including by Secret Service counter-snipers who saw the gunman on top of a roof with clear line of sight to Donald Trump more than 20 minutes before he began shooting. The shooter was also photographed walking around the rally openly carrying an AR-15. This is a picture that was just obtained by Florida Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna. As you can see there, short of carrying a sign saying, I'm about to assassinate Donald Trump, it's not clear what the shooter could have done to attract more attention to himself. But the official line remains the same. Supposedly, the Secret Service didn't perceive the shooter as a threat until after he started firing. At this point, I'm kind of surprised that they got the hint even then. I'm surprised they didn't turn to each other after the shots rang out and say, hey, that guy over there seems to be firing a rifle. What do you think he's up to? What's that all about? Is he trying to communicate something? Is this Morse code, perhaps? The Secret Service isn't that oblivious yet, I guess. And supposedly the agency is deeply embarrassed by all of this, and they're doing everything in their power to make sure it never happens again. The Trump security detail is supposedly on high alert, heads on swivels. All the protocols have been revised. Everyone's on their best behavior. So what does the Secret Service's best behavior look like? At Trump's rally in North Carolina on Wednesday, we got a pretty good idea. Watch.
The Secret Service detail that's guarding former President Donald Trump. So this coming from Real Clear Politics reporting that a female Secret Service agent abandoned her post in North Carolina to breastfeed her baby during Trump's visit yesterday to the Tar Heel State. The report says about 5 minutes before Trump's motorcade arrived, the site agent who manages security for the entire event did a final sweep of the location.
And while walking the route, the site agent reportedly found the Secret Service special agent in question breastfeeding with two other family members present in a room that's supposed to be set aside for official business like an emergency involving the president. The report says the special agent did not have permission to leave her post and gave no warning prior to the event that she needed personal time. Working Secret Service agents are prohibited from bringing children, or any family members for that matter, on a protective assignment.
So according to Real Clear Politics correspondent Susan Crabtree, this agent was discovered breastfeeding her child instead of doing her job and securing the site where Donald Trump was about to speak. This was just minutes before Trump's motorcade arrived. She was in a room that was reserved for emergencies. And on top of that, the agent brought two of her family members to the secure area and allowed them to bypass the security checkpoint. The family members were escorted by an event staffer who also wasn't cleared by the Secret Service to be in the secure area. So this was like bring your child to work day for the Secret Service, apparently, or at least she thought. Now, when I first heard this, I didn't think it could possibly be an accurate report. This story would have been unthinkable even before the assassination attempt in Butler. But it's even harder to believe afterwards. This agency is apparently so thoroughly corrupt and incompetent that they couldn't even pull it together and pretend to be doing their jobs even when there's a massive and unprecedented amount of scrutiny on them. But it does appear to be an accurate story. In fact, it is accurate. The Secret Service just put out a statement that basically confirmed it. Quote, while there was no impact to the North Carolina event, the specifics of this incident are being examined. Given this is a personnel matter, we are not in a position to comment further. Now, you know, a good rule of thumb here is that whenever an organization won't comment on an alleged incident, it means the incident happened. They'd be able to comment if it didn't happen. There are no confidentiality rules preventing anyone from saying that a thing didn't happen if it didn't happen. So, in other words, yes, the agent left her post to breastfeed and allowed multiple people to bypass a security checkpoint at a Trump rally a month after he was shot and nearly killed. They won't deny it because it's true. And no, you're not allowed to know anything else. You'll never know the identity of this agent or whether she was fired or disciplined at all. Even though the Secret Service works for the taxpayers, and even though they're clearly terrible at their jobs, they don't have to answer any of your questions. So just shut up and leave them alone. In fact, they won't even really express any concern about what happened. There was no impact to the North Carolina event, they say, as if that's supposed to be remotely reassuring. They don't add a line about how tremendously embarrassed they are about this story, how they're going to take steps to make sure that no more agents leave their posts to breastfeed their children while allowing family members to bypass security ever again. They don't mention any of that. They might as well say, hey, this time our massive security lapse didn't allow a 20-year-old to shoot Donald Trump in the head, so what's the big deal? Jeez, you people are never happy, always nitpicking. What that statement conveys is that Secret Service agents routinely violate policy, I guess, and the agency isn't especially ashamed about it. There's been a lot of reporting to that effect as well in the past few weeks. For example, the Secret Service site agent in charge of the security plan for the Butler rally apparently still has not been fired. In fact, the Secret Service director testified that she's still actively involved in planning the security of various events. That's despite reporting from Susan Crabtree indicating that this particular site agent, whose identity remains concealed, obviously doesn't take her job seriously. She has openly violated policy numerous times. Quoting from RCP, quote, over the last 2 weeks, the Secret Service Inspections Department, which investigates employee misconduct, is homing in on allegations against an agent on the Trump detail who played a key role during the Butler rally and is partially responsible for developing the security plan, which contained egregious mistakes that left an opening for shooter Thomas Crooks. The agent is now under the microscope, not only for her role in devising the security plan for the rally, she's also facing internal scrutiny for posting videos and photos from her protective assignments to social media. One of those posts, apparently taken from inside Mar-a-Lago, read, quote, a sunset to be grateful for. The message also included a heart and a sunset emoji. And the hashtags, no filter, South Florida, thankful, and work mode. Yes. The Secret Service agent on the job posting Instagram with hashtag work mode. So instead of looking for assassins who might be trying to kill Donald Trump, she's taking pictures to impress her followers on Instagram. Now, sure, she might have let a killer sneak by her, but at least she's got great Instagram content. And that's just one of several recent protocol violations by the Secret Service of Mar-a-Lago. Crabtree also reports that there was an incident in which a member of Trump's detail, quote, took cell phone photos of two members of the support staff sleeping in a command post while guarding Mar-a-Lago and circulated those to others on the detail. There was also an incident in which a random guy off the street was able to sneak into the Miami Secret Service field office and post up for a few days. Quote, some agents working out in the gym violated office policy by propping open the door to help ventilate the room. A man in shorts and a t-shirt entered through that partially open door and no one noticed. The man apparently found the bunk room, took a shower, and fell asleep in a bed overnight. He accessed computers on an open internet line and downloaded and watched porn. The next morning, he asked administration staff where he could get a cup of coffee around here. And the employees responded by fulfilling his request for coffee without realizing he didn't belong there. He then ventured into a class on defensive tactics that a supervisor was teaching. The supervisor confronted him about his identity and apprehended him. Now, from these stories and many others like them, it's clear the Secret Service is, not exactly fixing the problem. This is just too pervasive a problem to fix without completely reworking the entire agency. They can't protect presidents. They can't even protect their own field offices from random hobos who just wander in and stay there for days. So they need a complete overhaul at a minimum. And until that happens, the Secret Service will continue to be strengthened by diversity, I guess, until a president is actually killed. And at which point, they'll still probably blame it on a lack of diversity and commit to getting even more lactating women into the ranks. That would obviously lead to disaster, and not just for the hapless VIPs that these agents would be assigned to protect. It would also be a disaster for the women who are hired. No one seems to be pointing this out, but what happened in North Carolina underscores the absurdity of having women in positions like this. It's not just that she was breastfeeding on the job. Like, that's outrageous, obviously, for a million reasons that probably don't need to be explained. But I'll go a step further. Even if that agent had waited to breastfeed until she got home, it would still be not only ludicrous, but morally insane for her to be in a position like this. She is a mom of a very young child, right? That's the main problem with her breastfeeding on the job. It's not even that she's breastfeeding on the job. It's that she has a baby. Like, her job requires her to potentially throw herself in front of a bullet to protect whatever government official she's assigned to. She has to be willing to die as part of her job description. Well, what happens to her baby in that case? Functional societies do not ask or even allow mothers to stand on the front lines and take bullets for their country. Like, that's what men are for. You know, everybody in the country, myself included, was very critical of that female agent who infamously was seemingly hiding behind the pile of bodies after Trump was shot. We all remember that picture. And it was a disgraceful sight. And then later on, she couldn't get her gun in the holster, the whole thing, right? Very disgraceful, very embarrassing. But here's the thing. It would be just as disgraceful for different reasons if that woman had been in front of the pile. Because that's not where you're supposed to put women in a society. You don't put them in the front lines to take the bullets. And until we can agree on that very basic point, which every civilization before us could agree on, then we don't have a chance of fixing this country, much less the Secret Service. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Celebrate more than 100 years of America's original butcher and save 50% off site-wide during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. That's right, Omaha Steaks is delivering unforgettable flavor with 50% off extra-aged grain-finished steaks, juicy pure-ground burgers, premium pork, air-chilled chicken, and so much more. Plus, as a special offer, you'll get an extra $30 off your order when you shop today at omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. For five generations, Omaha Steaks has brought you endless flavor, endless variety, and endless value with premium proteins that are sure to satisfy. And right now, they're all 50% off. Plus, don't forget, when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, get the extra $30 off. Shop for anniversary savings on all the legendary flavors from America's original butcher. But hurry, this offer won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show.
Major meltdown on CNN when Nancy Mace came to visit, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, and found herself seated next to race baiter extraordinaire Michael Eric Dyson. And they got into a little bit of a spat over Kamala Harris and Michael Eric Dyson's view that you really can't criticize Kamala Harris without being racist. If you're criticizing her and you're a white person, it's because you're racist. Shocking. It's a shocking point of view for this guy to have. Who could have possibly seen that coming? And this is the kind of guy you bring him on cable news channels to call things racist. That is what he's there for. He's the calling things racist expert. And he sticks to the script. You got to give him that. He's very consistent. And that's what happened here. Let's check it out.
Michael.
That sounds like self-hatred and justification of white supremacy. And let me just say this, because this congresswoman is a wonderful human being, but when you disrespect Kamala Harris by saying you will call her whatever you want, I know you don't intend it to be that way. That's the history and legacy of white disregard for the humanity of black people.
So now you're calling me racist.
I just said you weren't racist.
That is complete.
No, you don't have to intend racism to accomplish it.
No, you are intending that
your
I'm racist.
Your disrespect of Kamala
and
Harris
that is
part and parcel of
it.
It's disrespect.
It's offensive.
Congresswoman, why can't you just...
I'm not calling you a racist.
No,
why can't you... What the practice is.
You are. You absolutely are.
Why can't you just
get
the player went down the ladder?
Disrespecting...
No, what's disgusting is your disrespect of her.
Professor.
This gentleman said,
you know what,
I didn't know her name. He's trying to do it.
You know what's disgusting to women is her disrespect of women. She doesn't know what a woman is. And if 25 years ago...
White women don't have the ability to tell black women who paid the price of blood to make this country what it is to tell them they're not real women.
25 years ago...
They care for your baby.
25 years ago, I became the first woman to graduate from the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina. I fought my way through it.
So pronounce her name right.
Let me actually
pronounce her name right.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
You said it
when I called you Nancy.
It's Kamala. You're doing this on purpose, Congressman.
That's disrespectful.
You can't expect people to respect
a man put on a skirt and walked that stage 25 years ago.
You're a white woman.
She would have taken that achievement away from women.
Let me get in here because I want to play.
Just watching the news. There's the news for you. Wonderfully embarrassing for everybody involved. I do include Nancy Mace in that. I didn't love her performance here at all. And I'll explain why, but it starts with Dyson, who declares that you can't criticize Kamala Harris. And if you do, then you are participating in the history and legacy of white disregard for the humanity of black people. He says that criticism of her is disrespectful, which, by the way, even if Nancy Mace or whoever else is disrespectful to Kamala Harris, well, first of all, Kamala has earned that disrespect. She is owed disrespect. As far as I'm concerned, ever since she was attorney general in California and refused to prosecute Planned Parenthood for selling the body parts of dead children, and then turned around and went after the journalist who exposed that crime, ever since then, she earned whatever disrespect you want to throw at her. And well before that, too. But that alone is enough to justify calling her an evil scumbag, and I don't have respect for evil scumbags. But there is so much else as well. I believe in general in life that if you want to be respected, you have to earn it. That is doubly true of politicians. Right, our default mode should not be to lend them respect. In my view, they have to earn that. But whether it's fair or unfair to be disrespectful to Kamala Harris, it doesn't make it racist to be disrespectful towards her. Kamala is not the embodiment of her race, right? Her half black, half Indian race. She's not like the incarnation of it. It's not like if you insult Kamala Harris, you've insulted all half black, half Indians everywhere. Kamala is an individual person, and it's possible to feel a certain way about her as an individual person while not feeling that way about other individual people of the same race, obviously. And then we get the stuff at the end about mispronouncing her name, the other people at the table. You're doing it on purpose. Stop. Mom, she's doing it on purpose. Mom, tell Nancy to stop. Like, they sound like my kids. It's pathetic. But then almost as pathetic, sadly, is Nancy Mace, who handles this exactly the wrong way from start to finish. First, she indignantly defends herself against the racism charge. How dare you? That's offensive. I am offended that you would say that. How offensive of you to say that. That's the wrong approach. That's always going to be the wrong approach. When some race baiter throws some absurd racism charge at you, you don't start desperately denying it. You don't claim that you're offended. You laugh at it. You dismiss it. You make it clear that that label has no power over you. Their labeling of you has no power over you. That's what you have to make clear. But when you say, I'm offended, that's disgusting, this is disgraceful, how could you say this about me? Then you have given them power over you. And then Mace pivots to accusing Kamala of sexism. But, you know, and... I appreciate that she tries to bring the trans stuff in. I think, well, everyone knows I'm a fan of the What Is a Woman move. But here it's so irrelevant to the point. It just comes off as very off topic and really pretty desperate. And she does it in the context of saying, well, I'm not racist, but Kamala is sexist. So you're still arguing on the left's terms. You're still playing on their playing field. They call you a racist, so you call them a sexist. It's weak. It doesn't work. So I'll tell you what I would have liked for Nancy to say to Dyson. There are kind of two approaches. One is to say, oh, you think I'm racist? Yeah, you're a racist. Okay, well, I don't care that you think that about me. Do you have anything to say that I do care about? Because I don't care about that. Oh, so you're admitting that you're racist? I just don't care whether you think that or not. I'm not interested in convincing you otherwise. I just don't care. It doesn't matter to me whether you think that or if you don't. So that's one way to approach it. Now, if you want to go the other way and you want to kind of go on the offensive and try to throw a charge back at them, well, you could do that. Because what you could say is, hey, Eric, have you ever accused a black guy of racism for criticizing a white person? Ever in your life? Ever? No? Okay, so white people aren't allowed to criticize black people, but black people can criticize white people all day long? Is that what you're saying? Because that's actually racist. No, you, Eric, are an anti-white bigot. That's what you are. So your opinion is discarded. I would have liked to see something like that. Either one of those approaches would work. But this, I never. How could you? Me, a racist? Impossible. I'm Nancy Mace. I'm the least racist person on the planet. It doesn't work. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Original Butcher. Original Butcher.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. Daily Wire has this report. A report from CNN acknowledges that Kamala Harris's VP pick, Governor Tim Walz, repeatedly lied about his 1995 drunk driving arrest during his run for Congress. Walz was pulled over by a Nebraska trooper for going 96 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour speed zone on September 23rd, 1995. After the officer smelled breath on, After the officer smelled breath on Walz's alcohol, Walz took a field sobriety test and a blood alcohol test and failed both. Walz spent the night behind bars and later admitted that he was driving drunk, court records show. And then he's gone on to lie about it since then. Well, here's the thing. I would say this kind of thing is irrelevant. I would say that I don't really care about a Tim Walz DUI 30 years ago. I care more that he's lying about it. But in general, I don't care that he got a DUI. Like, okay, it was 30 years ago, whatever. I would say that if not for the fact that the Kamala campaign and their lackeys in the media are digging up every single obscure thing they possibly can from J.D. Vance's past. So as much as I would say, okay, 30 years ago, DUI, whatever, I can't say that because on the other side, there's like nothing that J.D. Vance has ever done or said in his life at any point that to them is irrelevant. And we've seen many examples of that. You know, there was the whole news cycle this week attacking Vance for wearing drag as a joke at a Halloween party in college. Lots of other similar stories, including stories that they're just completely making up. Well, now it's gotten even more desperate because now we're going back to high school. Here's a Daily Beast. J.D. Vance, no fan of gender-neutral bathrooms, was photographed in his high school yearbook next to three girls posing in front of urinals in a bathroom during his senior year. I think we have, let's put the photo up on the screen. There's the photo that they've unearthed. In fact, the Daily Mail unearthed it. Shows an 18-year-old J.D., J.D. Hamill, as he was known at the time, standing next to the three girls who were facing the urinals. The picture was captured in the 2003 Middletown High School yearbook. One of the three girls pictured in the photo spoke to the Daily Mail, telling the tabloid the photo was intended to illustrate the authority of the girls in the student government, of which Vance was the vice president at the time. We thought it would be funny, she said. Usually it was all male officers, and we were an even split. And so it was sort of the opposite. The three other girls in the picture were the president, treasurer, and secretary, according to the outlet. A spokesperson for Vance said Kamala Harris created an inflation that's crushing American families, caused a historic crisis at our southern border, allowed deadly fentanyl to flood into communities all across our country, and this is what the media is worried about. A goofy high school yearbook from 20 years ago, get a life. Well said. The Ohio senator, Daily Beast continues, previously questioned ambassadorial appointees about whether they would increase gender-neutral restrooms and locker rooms in overseas facilities. The memo was part of Vance's crusade against woke appointments to the State Department. So, this is what it's come to. They're now going back to high school to make the argument that Vance is a hypocrite for being opposed to men invading women's rooms because of a goofy, joking picture he took in high school. A picture that, by the way, the whole point of the joke, the whole thing that made it funny, is that the girls don't belong in the boys' room. That's the point. So to look at that picture, aside from the fact that it's high school, so it's like, yes, get a life, you loser. But if you look at that picture and you say, well, I thought Vance said that women don't belong in the boys' room and men don't belong in the women's room. Yes, that's the point. They don't belong there. That's why it's funny. It's ridiculous. That's the point, you morons. But that doesn't even matter because it's high school. Okay, you can show me a picture of Vance wearing a trans flag in high school and shouting trans rights are human rights. And I would not care because I would say, oh, he was a dumb, confused kid in high school who now knows better because he's an adult. Okay, well, look what J.D. Vance said when he was 18. I don't care what he said or did unless he killed someone. Okay, like if he killed someone, then we have something to talk about. But pretty much anything below that in high school, so? I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
And what exactly is the claim here? So let's pretend that Vance really did have some kind of stance in high school that girls should be allowed in the boys' room. Let's pretend that that's what that photo signifies, that he was making a political stance that there should be more of this happening. Let's pretend that. Let's just go with that. Does that mean he can't change his opinion from high school? Are we locked into whatever views and values we had as freaking 15-year-olds? Or 16, 18? What, like, is that the idea? Talk about telling on yourself. Like, anyone who would use this against Vance, so what you're saying, if you're saying, yeah, well, yeah, if that's what you said when you were a kid in high school, you're a hypocrite for saying something else 20 years later. So again, what you're telling us then is that you have not grown at all since high school, that you still think all the same things you did in high school. You haven't changed at all. So you are just confessing to being an overgrown baby, basically, is what you are telling us about yourself. Any real adult looks at that and says, yeah, let's, okay, high school. I mean, so? So what is the point of this? Well, I think what people have to understand is that the point isn't, they know that this kind of thing isn't going to land. So when you see this and you think, well, like, this is not going to do, nobody cares what Vance was doing in high school. We all screwed around in high school and did dumb stuff. You know, who cares? And you're right, but the left doesn't need this specific attack to amount to anything, right? The pictures of J.D. Vance in dressed in drag as a joke and a college party, Halloween party. Again, like, that doesn't land. Nobody cares about that, but they don't need that to land specifically. All they're doing, they're trying to drown J.D. Vance in these attacks. So it is a quantity over quality thing. And they don't really want you to look specifically at any one thing. They don't really care about that. It's just what they want is to give you in the public the general impression that there's always a new thing coming out about J.D. Vance. Oh, what is it now? There's always something new, right? This guy's so much dirt, so many skeletons in his closet that five times a week, there's another thing coming out. Now, you don't need to know what those things are. In fact, they'd prefer if you don't. The only thing they want you to think is, yeah, there's always things coming out about this guy. What things? I don't know. Just there are always things. So that is pretty clearly the plan here, which shows you that J.D. Vance, in reality, like, they got nothing on him. I mean, if there was something serious, like a real scandal, if there were some real skeletons in this guy's closet, they wouldn't be wasting time on a high school yearbook photo, because then all you're doing is you're distracting from the real scandal. So instead, they present the real scandal and say, let's talk about this. Let's not distract with high school yearbook photo and Halloween party in college. Like, that's not, if you have a real scandal, you don't do that. But they don't. They got nothing. I mean, they poured through this guy's life. They found absolutely nothing. And so instead, they've just taken a whole bunch of nothings and they're going to drip it out so that they hope that over time, you just kind of, it just creates a very general, very vague impression in your mind that there's something, you know, weird about this guy. And if you're asked to explain what that is, you won't be able to explain it because it's based in nothing. But that's the point. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of KidneyCop. Is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLoo is here for you. With DebtLoo's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLoo are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
At 8 years old, Brianna knew her house wasn't safe. That's when she was placed into foster care.
My mom wasn't taking care of me.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Brianna was adopted into a loving home.
Now I can be a normal teenager.
Every day, more than 50 youth in the U.S. age out of foster care without a family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. To start the week, we discussed the remarkable story of breakdancing legend Rachel Gunn, otherwise known as Ray Gunn, otherwise known as Dr. Ray Gunn. And as you recall, Dr. Ray Gunn is the Australian PhD and university lecturer who somehow made it to the Olympics as a breakdancer. Her performance at the Olympics was so terrible that it made her easily the most famous breakdancer in the world. In fact, she's the only famous breakdancer in the world. Now, just to refresh all of our memories, let's watch a few moments of Dr. Ray Gunn's performance once again. There it is. Truly an inspiring display. It proved that anyone can make it to the Olympics. Literally anyone at all. Anyway, we started the week with this story, so it's fitting and symmetrical, I think, that we end with it. After enduring mockery from the whole world, and probably other planets too, if they're able to pick up our TV signals, Dr. Ray Gunn has come out and issued a statement now. Now, you might think that she'd be perhaps a bit contrite and humbled. Maybe she'd admit that performing in the Olympics was not the right decision. She wasn't ready for that stage or any stage. And so she's decided to retire from being a really bad breakdancer and focus instead on being a really bad college professor. That's one approach that she might have taken. Another approach, and the one that I probably would have tried if I was her, is to claim that it was all a joke. This was just some Andy Kaufman-esque performance art. She was trolling the world with her breakdancing. Now, I'm not sure how believable that would be, but I, for one, would want to believe it. Like, I would have bought that because I'd want to believe it. That's the kind of thing that I would do if I somehow was given the chance to be in the Olympics. I mean, to troll on the Olympic level is a dream of mine. That is my ultimate dream. And she could have said that that was her intent and you know, maybe gotten away with it. But she didn't say that either. Instead, she did the only thing that a liberal woman would ever think to do in this kind of situation or in any other situation. She made herself the victim.
Hi, everyone. Ray Gunn here. I just want to start by thanking all the people who have supported me. I really appreciate the positivity, and I'm glad I was able to bring some joy into your lives. That's what I hoped. I didn't realize that that would also open the door to so much hate, which has frankly been pretty devastating. Well, I went out there and I had fun. I did take it very seriously. I worked my butt off preparing for the Olympics, and I gave my all, truly. I'm honored to have been a part of the Australian Olympic team and to be part of breaking's Olympic debut. What the other athletes have achieved has just been phenomenal. I'm going to be in Europe for a few weeks for some pre-planned downtime, but I really like to ask the press to please stop harassing my family, my friends, the Australian breaking community, and the broader street dance community. Everyone has been through a lot as a result of this, so I ask you to please respect their privacy. I'll be happy to answer more questions on my return to Australia. Thanks, everyone.
So out of all the approaches she could have taken, she chose the worst one. First of all, she says that she worked her butt off and tried really hard and took it very seriously. Listen, Dr. Reagan, don't you understand? That just makes it so much worse. You mean to tell us that was you trying? Trying to do what exactly? Like, this is like if I go to an Italian restaurant and they serve me undercooked spaghetti and lukewarm tomato sauce out of a can, and I complain, and the cook comes out of the kitchen in tears, promising he tried his hardest and took it really seriously. Well, now I'm still mad about the terrible food, but I'm also sad. So all you've done is added a dose of sadness into the mix. It has not improved anything. I'd rather that Dr. Reagan confess that she wasn't trying at all and didn't practice. Like, she should have said, hey, guys, yeah, wow, that sucked. Like, honestly, I didn't practice at all. I totally forgot I had the Olympics until the night before. I was going to practice, but then I got drunk instead. Totally hungover during that performance. I mean, really, I should get a gold medal for spinning on my head when I had a migraine. I would have respected her so much more if she had said that. Instead, she demands an A for effort, which just isn't how it works in the Olympics or anywhere else in life, frankly. Nobody cares how hard you worked. All that matters is the final product. That's it. It's one of the most important life lessons and one that Dr. Reagan has yet to learn. But I think the big takeaway from this story is something else. Yes, it shows how the Olympics are increasingly becoming a joke. Yes, the fact that this woman is a university professor and had a PhD is yet more evidence that the university system is and has been for a long time an enormous joke, but those are kind of secondary points. The most important point is this. She thought she was good at this. She really thought she was good. It's clear that Dr. Reagan is shocked by all the criticism. She never imagined that anyone would do anything but applaud. She is blindsided. She thought that we would see her flopping around on stage like some sort of large catfish and be stunned by her beauty and prowess. She thought we would clap and wipe tears away and say, that's the most beautiful flopping catfish I've ever seen. She was truly and absolutely confident in her abilities. That's what we've learned here. And how could that be? How could she have thought that was good? Well, because nobody in her life ever told her that she sucks at this. She's been breakdancing for years. I think we heard in an interview that since like 2007 or something like that. And nobody, not her husband, not her parents, not her friends, nobody in the breakdancing community, I guess, nobody pulled her aside and said, listen, Rage, you are really bad at this. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. You're committing a genocide of my eyeballs every time you force me to watch this. You need to stop, Rachel. You gotta stop. Nobody ever said that to her. I mean, I blame her husband. It's kind of like Jill Biden. I blame so much for the fact that her husband is falling apart in front of the world as president. And it's the same thing. I blame the husband here in a big way. You know, because even if he didn't, I have to imagine at some point the wife would have said to the husband, hey, let me show you my Olympic routine. Like, before I perform the Olympics, you want to see my routine? And the husband would have said, yeah, show it to me. And then she's doing all of that and hopping like a kangaroo and all, and he's just sitting there like, oh my God. Oh dear God. Oh no. Oh no. But he didn't say it. He didn't tell her that. And this is a major problem in our society. False confidence is endemic. There are millions of people running around thinking that they're good at things that they aren't good at, which means that they'll never discover what they are good at. This unearned, misplaced, delusional confidence is a problem everywhere in society, but nowhere more than in any kind of artistic or creative pursuit. Because to be successful creatively is to be very honest with yourself. Create successful creative people who are actually good at being creative are brutally honest with themselves and painfully aware of their own shortcomings. That's what it takes to be great. Right? And if they put something out into the world creatively and people don't like it, their reaction is like, yeah, okay, I can see why you didn't like it. Because, oh, you noticed that and that and that problem? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I know it. You're right. I can tell you that as someone who has written 4 books, made 2 movies, a TV show, a daily podcast, nobody could ever be more critical of my stuff than I am. I intensely scrutinize everything I do. I rip it all to shreds. Anyone who's worked with me creatively on anything, especially a long form project, knows this. I'm never satisfied with any of it. There are a million things I always want to change and fix. Now, this attitude may not be the most emotionally or psychologically healthy. It is not a recipe for ignorant bliss. or you know, happiness in general, but you do have to engage in a degree, I think a rather large degree, of self-criticism if you ever want to create anything or do anything worthwhile. Now, the flip side is that Ray Gun, before appearing on the Olympics, was probably very happy. I mean, think about it. In her mind, she was a gifted scholar, a brilliant academic, a great teacher, and an incredible dancer. So she had it all. She had athleticism, creativity, intelligence. She was the perfect package. And she believed that about herself. Imagine how happy a person would be if they lived in a fantasy world where they're good at everything. It's enough that you might even be tempted to recommend a life of flattering delusion, because it can make you so happy. But the problem is that eventually the real world will come crashing through and break up that wall of self-deception. Reality always asserts itself in the end. Reality always wins. Always. Every time, for everyone, one way or another. And when it does, if you've been as deluded as Dr. Raygun, your introduction to reality will be painful and terrible and likely very humiliating. Better to avoid that by living in reality all along. Better to help our loved ones avoid that by being honest with them. If only someone had done Dr. Raygun that favor. But they didn't. And that is why all the people around her, the people who could have told her that she sucks but didn't because they didn't want to hurt her feelings, they are the ones who are today. Okay. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Casey Stevens. Even though it took Kamala Harris and Joe Biden 2.5 years to build 8 EV charging stations, Harris is now promising to build 3 million homes in 4 years if she's elected president, while giving first-time homebuyers $25,000 to go towards the cost of the home. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Anthony tells Salem Radio Network that Harris's proposal to give incentives for builders to start starter homes makes absolutely no sense.
As soon as sellers realize that buyers have more money with which to buy the same homes, you will simply see prices rise. There's no increase in supply here.
And he adds, extending the Trump Tax Reform Act would be the best resolution for middle and lower income families.
Instead, Vice President Harris keeps talking about how she intends to end it, in other words, to allow it to expire. That would be an increase on middle America in terms of taxes by thousands of dollars.
The United States continues to prepare for a possible Iranian attack against Israel, White House correspondent Greg Clegstone reports.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says U.S. officials are working very hard diplomatically to prevent an Iranian-led attack.
We also have to be ready for one, and I would tell you that we believe we are.
And he warns that while the likelihood of an attack is high, it is unknown.
We don't have a lot of certainty here, so it's not exactly clear whether there'll be one. We hope there won't be.
Kirby says Iran could attack soon with little to zero warning and that its rhetoric should be taken seriously. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Missouri woman is under arrest and charged with trying to defraud Elvis Presley's family. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
As conflict casts a shadow across the Middle East, some people are getting rich in Dubai.
Years after a monetary slump in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Desert Sheikhdom's economy is buzzing with tourism and construction. Dubai has a long history of indirectly benefiting from crises in the region. When the ultra-wealthy worry about turmoil, the city offers stability, low taxes, and a friendly visa system.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Dubai is positioning itself as a safe haven in a region that's resting on edge following the assassination of a key Hamas leader in Iran. Those planning to protest during the Democrat National Convention are at odds with Chicago Mayor Brendan Johnson. An attorney representing the group filed an emergency injunction last night to stop the city from activating restrictions. They say the city's banning stages and platforms, portable toilets, tents, even sound equipment. News and analysis at townhall.com. New concerns about legacy contamination in Los Alamos, the birthplace of the atomic bomb. John Scott has more on the story.
A Northern Arizona University professor who analyzed samples taken along a popular hiking and biking trail in Acid Canyon says the concentrations of plutonium were more extreme than other publicly accessible sites he has researched in his decades-long career. Michael Ketterer says state and local officials should warn people to avoid coming in contact with water in the canyon. Federal officials say they monitor the area, and results have consistently shown plutonium levels remain well within safe exposure ranges. John Scott reports.
10 U.S. Navy crew members injured during a training incident Thursday involving two helicopters in Nevada have been released from a Reno hospital. The members' injuries were not life-threatening. The Navy now investigating. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics, life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Generations, instead of capitalism or socialism, is we're going to have both, and then which proportion of each should we have in order to make this all work? It's a much more sensible debate.
Yes, a much more sensible debate. Howard Dean, former Democrat governor, presidential candidate, DNC chair. He's brought us much closer to the European model, too. And now we go live to Kamala Harris campaign headquarters for their morning ritual. Comrade workers, comrade workers, stand and salute your leaders. They're going to make groceries less expensive by using the hobnailed boot of the state to stomp on corporate greed. It's corporate greed that's making your macaroni and cheese so expensive. And they will stop that, comrade workers. Kamala knows. What does she know? Economics. She doesn't know economics. She knows how to run a business. She doesn't know how to run a business. She knows all about price gouging and corporate greed. She didn't know anything about any of those Democrat Party bumper stickers. The Sovietization of the Democrat Party is nearly complete, comrade workers. And today, Kamala, she's going to give her first policy speech as whatever she is. What is she? She's the vice president, I guess. We haven't really noticed much of that in the last few years. She's the border czarina and done a heck of a job there, hasn't she? Heck of a job. Just remarkable stuff. If you like being raped and murdered by Venezuelan gangs, then she is your pick. She's definitely a pro. Oh, we got another one. Who's this? The Haitian. Got a Haitian now in New York, not a border state. Raped the pregnant woman. That's yesterday's arrest. The Democrat Party's racking them up. You know, if there are only Republicans, the news media would pay attention to this. If you want to have a government that's held accountable, you must have a Republican Party government, because a Democrat Party government, absolutely accountability-free, no accountability whatsoever. None of this feet to the fire stuff from the filthy, corrupt, sleeping with them, lubing them up news media, the fluffers of the so-called mainstream news media can't be trusted to hold the government accountable when Democrats are in power. That's why if you believe in government accountability, you have to have Republicans in power. Got to have Republicans in the White House and the Congress. Then the news media is like, you know, it's like a piranha tank. Then they're after you. Honestly, it's like Epstein Island. They just can't wait to get to you and do stuff to you. But with the Democrats, they just rub-a-dub-dub. It's another thing altogether. So Kamala Harris is supposed to give her first policy speech today. And in delivering her first policy speech, according to all the media, all the news media people, they are planning on announcing price fixing prices on groceries, because they saw a poll somewhere that people, you know, us, are upset that grocery store prices have doubled? They're up more than 20% since Joe Biden, and a lot of them are up more than that, depending on what you're buying. A lot more than 22%, I think 22 point something is the figure that's given on how much our grocery prices have gone up since Joe Biden and Kamala Harris took over. In reality, we know that it's more than that because the stuff that you actually buy, but never mind that. Remarkable stuff. So Kamala is planning on implementing a Soviet, that was the Soviet national anthem and the Soviet Army Men's Choir, singing the national anthem. Just an amazing moment in American political history. Gosh, the Washington Post, even the Washington Post, radical left-wingers at the Washington Post, they've got an article on this. My best girl was reading the Washington Post this morning. Notice that there are five or six different full-color photographs today of Kamala Harris in just in today's edition of the Washington Post that all make her look glorious. It's like Hitler in Munich. She's smiling, laughing even, waving. The crowd is enthusiastic. They're waving little Nazi flags or Palestinian flags or whatever. You know, they're burning American flags. Amazing things. And let me tell you, here's the headline online, a piece in the Washington Post. When your opponent calls you communist, and they put communist in quotation marks, maybe don't propose price controls. That's the headline of the Washington Post. It's kind of an amazing thing. It is. And you click on it and the headline changes. You know how that happens. Kamala Harris's price gouging proposal is a terrible idea. That's the Washington Post, a radical left-wing extremist group owned by the billionaire oligarch who's one of the information oligarchs who corrupts the flow of information to the American people. Kind of like our intelligence community and penitentiary face Brennan. I wonder how they're planning on tampering with our presidential election this time around. and whether they'll end up in orange jumpsuits and handcuffs as a result. I'm guessing probably not. So she has this absolutely crazy price-fixing idea. Even the Washington Post can't quite believe it. Price controls. That's what Hugo Chavez did in Venezuela. And before long, men were chasing garbage trucks down the street, hoping to grab old food scraps out of the back of the garbage truck. There's videotape of this happening in Venezuela. Brave, strong young men in their 20s chasing garbage trucks in the hope of getting scraps of food. And this is Kamala Harris's economic plan. It has failed again and again and again. Had met with catastrophic results in country after country. And she thinks this is an idea because she has a brain the size of a pea. A pea. No insult to peas. Amazing stuff. Also, Forbes magazine today, Harris's economic agenda will include proposal for $25,000 in down payments. Down payments for first-time home buyers. I got an idea. Maybe interest rates shouldn't be as high as they are. Maybe your economic policies shouldn't be a catastrophe. But let's just turn it into socialism. $25,000 down payment. It's a payment aid for first-time home buyers. Deutschland, Uberales, amazing stuff. And Kamala Harris to call for expanded child tax credit. 3 million new housing units. She wants to build millions. This is the Soviet Union, comrade workers. This isn't free market capitalism. It's not the United States of America. It's none of the above. Isn't it amazing? And she picked comrade Tim as her vice presidential running mate, Tim Walz. And, you know, he is, here's a great article on him today. The CCP's, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP's candidate for vice president, Tiananmen Tim. And they've nicknamed him, it's, you know, he's got tampon Tim already because he's putting, you know, female hygiene projects, products in the boys' rooms in grammar schools and high schools just in case because he's mentally ill. And he started the first gay straight alliance in the high school when he was at the high school. I wonder if he wanted to play duck, duck, goose or what. But here he is, Tiananmen Square Tim, in addition to Tampon Tim, because I've been talking about this, how he chose as his wedding day to his bride who loves the smell of napalm in the morning, his bride who loves the smell of burning businesses in Minneapolis. She left the windows open at night so she could smell the violence, smell the riots, smell the arson. They love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory. Tiananmen Tim, he chose the fifth anniversary of the massacre of students at Tiananmen Square to be their wedding day. And that's, total commie stuff all over the place. Of course, Barack Obama was mentored as a teenager by a member of the Communist Party, Frank Marshall Davis, and he's an Alinskyite, who's a radical left-wing revolutionary radical, and did I mention that he's radical? He's radical. And then, of course, Barack Obama chose as his CIA director, John Brennan, who voted for the Communist Party candidate for President of the United States. Yeah, Gus Hall. He's a Gus Hall voter. Then he became CIA director thanks to Barack Obama, who was mentored by Frank Marshall Davis of the Communist Party. Now comes Kamala, as there might be a song in there. And now comes Kamala, and she's got all kinds of brilliant ideas, like death to the Jews. Is that one of her, is that on the campaign platform? Is that on the web? Haven't really put all their positions on the website yet, but we're thinking armbands for party members. Got to be coming soon. Pretty amazing stuff. 3 million new housing units. The government is going to decide to build 3 million new housing units. And what is that? I know we got a homeless problem. Maybe we should start talking about that before you go full Soviet. And $25,000 for down payment aid for first-time homebuyers buying votes again, like Chicago crooks with guns showing up at polling places. And her price-gouging proposal, which will fix prices in grocery stores. And, you know, there's my friend Brian sent a couple of photos today. One photo of an American grocery store a couple few years ago where the the shelves are spilling over with everything you've ever dreamed of getting in a grocery store. The second photo, the interior of a grocery store where all the shelves are bare. They're all empty. And that picture was taken in Venezuela after the communists, they call themselves socialists very often, like Bernie Sanders and Lawrence O'Donnell at MSNBC. They call themselves socialists when in reality they're communists. The Soviet Union called themselves socialists too. The Nazi Party called themselves socialists. You got to keep your eyes peeled for these socialists. They're up to no good, I'm here to tell you. But remarkable stuff. And Fox News story, critics blast Harris's grasp of inflation, attack on business ahead of policy speech. Quote, lunatic behavior. Lunatic behavior. And again, even the Washington Post, with kind of an amazing headline and a remarkable story. Just amazing stuff. When your opponent calls you, and President Trump did refer to Kamala and the Democrats as communists yesterday at his speech and his press conference, a very lengthy press conference. He, just takes all the questions until the reporters are exhausted, for better and for worse. But when your opponent calls you a communist, the Washington Post headline reads, maybe don't propose price controls. They're just trying to be helpful at the Washington Post. Catherine Rampel over there, trying to help the Democrat Party by pointing out, don't go full commie, just suggesting, don't go full commie when people are already suggesting that you're kind of a commie. But they're going full commie because that's what the Democrat Party has become. Remarkable stuff. Also, did you see RFK Jr.? RFK Jr. wanted to have a meeting with Kamala Harris to talk about endorsing her and then taking a lofty position in her theoretical administration, right? And the Kamala Harris and the Democrats blew him off. And he didn't like that, RFK Jr. And he said something about the state of the Democrat Party that I thought was noteworthy, and I will share that with you. He sounded kind of like me for just a minute, only for a minute. But we've got all kinds of remarkable things going on here. And Israeli forces. Now, there was a big march in Israel yesterday calling for the release of the hostages. How many? There are 115 or 130 hostages, including 8 Americans. We think some of them have not been tortured to death yet. Some of the Americans, some of the other hostages. Biden doesn't talk about it. The news media doesn't talk about it because they're filthy. They're filthy, corrupt. They don't cover the news. They cover up the news. Remarkable stuff. But a march in Israel yesterday saying, hey, how about get the hostages back? And what about those American hostages? Have they all been murdered? Tortured and raped and murdered by the savages? And the Democrats are defending the savages everywhere you look. In fact, University of North Carolina, they're already preparing because the Nazi groups are coming back. That's why Joe Biden ran for president, isn't it? Yeah, they're all Democrats, all these Nazis. University of North Carolina braces as anti-Israel group dubbed Voice for Hamas is calling for armed rebellion by any means necessary. They hate the Jews and their violent mobs. The Democrats have organized all these groups. The Democrat Party is a threat to our democracy. Remarkable stuff. Yeah, they love Hamas and hate the Jews. They don't care about hostages. They'd take more hostages. We call them Democrats. They call themselves liberals. Remarkable stuff. And the Democratic National Convention is scheduled to start on Monday. They busted that guy with a truckload of chemicals. Not a lot of follow-up on that for some reason. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and a lot more. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The powerful Thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules that seek out and help destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and underneath furniture. Nothing can hide from the Thunderstorm. Best of all, no filters to buy and replace over and over, saving you money and hassle. Start enjoying your home again and get several Thunderstorms. And right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for a whole home protection. You get 3 units for under $200. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, anywhere you like clean, fresh air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code CHRIS3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is CHRIS3.
Now available in California. This year, Dell Technologies' Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Fellow Americans, former CIA officer Jason Hansen here to invite you to a special financial briefing this Thursday. As a former CIA officer, I've used my expertise to protect myself, my country, and my family from threats for decades. Now I'm recommending all Americans take action to guard their personal and financial security from threats to the U.S. dollar. That's what Thursday's exclusive Financial Security Summit will focus on. You'll get top strategies for safeguarding your wealth no matter what challenges may come our way. During the summit, you'll discover how to create a bulletproof financial plan that can potentially withstand the death of the dollar and possibly even thrive in the face of an economic collapse. Call my friends at Advantage Gold today at 800-741-GOLD to register at no cost whatsoever. In today's uncertain times, it's critical to have a solid plan in place to protect your finances. Call 800-741-GOLD now to register for this 100% free event. Again, 800-741-GOLD.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLoo is here for you. With DebtLoo's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLoo are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
jump. Yeah, I want to hear what Robert F. Kennedy said about the Democrat Party today. He must have been listening to my show. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Andy, listening online from the Garden State of New Jersey. I like to call it the Garden State. Andrew, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Plant. First of all, I want to thank you and alcohol for getting me through the last 4 years.
You're welcome.
An excellent
thank
job.
You. Very thank good. That's a team effort.
You know, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about Project 2025. I really think that the Republicans and Trump have to fight back and call what Harris and Walz are doing and call Project 1848, which is when the Communist Manifesto was published, because they're out to destroy God, destroy family, destroy gender, and destroy capitalism. And that's what I think they should do in response.
Very good. Very good. I tell you, man, I've talked about doing a work myself on the 1861 project when the Democrat Party fired on Fort Sumter and started the Civil War to keep their slaves. You know, the history of the Democrat Party is a sordid, violent, criminal history from its earliest days up until today. And I love your Project 1848. That's a great idea. And you're right about being sick and tired about hearing about Project 2025. A Heritage Foundation, an office at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, came up with what they have proposed as a conservative agenda. And the filthy, corrupt news media, in bed, naked and lubricated with the Democrat Party, really a sleeping bag, writhing around. And they're trying to say, oh, well, there's one line in there that's like 900 pages long that's objectionable, and that's Trump. Trump did that, and Trump has nothing to do with Heritage or Project 2025 or anything else. Right, Andy?
I agree with you. Have a great American weekend.
Oh, thank you. Listen how concise he is, see? The conservatives, intelligent, historical point, wonderful point. Well-spoken, adult, thanks alcohol and me too. That's wonderful.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Five. Break right now.
Yeah, even the Washington Post, I tell you, you go so commie that even Jeff Bezos, Washington Post, shopping for bad policy? Try grocery price controls. The Washington Post. Quite a remarkable thing to see, And, of course, when your opponent calls you communist, maybe don't propose price controls. Washington Post, Washington Post. And Catherine Rempel at the Washington Post typing, price gouging, in quotation marks, is the focus of Vice President Kamala Harris's economic agenda. Her presidential campaign says she'll crack down on excessive prices, also in quotation marks, and excessive corporate profits, particularly for groceries. Now, any child of six can look this up, and lickety-split, you will discover that grocery store profit margins are typically between 1% and maybe, if they're lucky, 3%. But she's going to crack down. That's the communist language that the commie maroon is using here. On excessive prices. Why don't we do that for cars, houses? Don't suggest it. They'll adopt it. So what level counts for excessive, Catherine Rempel asks in the Washington Post. What level counts as excessive, you might ask? TBD, to be determined. But Harris will ban that because what they don't want to ban, they want to make mandatory, and whatever they do not want to make mandatory, they want to ban. keep in mind that Democrats don't care what you do as long as it's mandatory. That's the thing about price gouging, the Post says. As has been said of hardcore pornography, you know it when you see it. It's kind of a strange place to go for Catherine Rampel, but maybe she's a very lonely woman. I wouldn't be at all surprised. It's not hard to figure out where this proposal came from, she writes. Voters want to blame someone for high grocery bills, and the presidential candidates, no, just the Democrats, have apparently decided to, you know, chose either the Biden administration or corporate greed. It's where they love, they hate corporations, they hate capitalism, they're anti-capitalists, they're all communists are. And I got to say, I like the idea of the 1848 project, the year that Frederick Engels and Karl Marx published the Communist Manifesto, and the Democrat Party still trying to animate the Communist Manifesto. Harris has chosen the latter, the Washington Post says. In a news release Wednesday, her campaign said the first 100 days, you know, of her presidency would include the first ever federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries. Now, how exactly do you implement that, you communists? Do you, what, rifle butts at the farm field? Where do you do that? The first ever ban on price gouging. And Catherine Rampel even asked right away, what exactly is price gouging? What is an excessive price for a peach, for a pound of steak? And who decides that? The free market or the communists in charge of the Democrat Party? Pretty amazing stuff. What are these cruel roads of the cruel rules of the road or the threshold that determine when a price or a profit level becomes, quote, excessive, end quote? The memo doesn't say, and the campaign didn't answer questions I sent seeking clarification. Why would they? They don't answer anybody's questions. They don't do interviews. They don't hold press conferences. They're communists. It's about time we just stopped tap dancing around this. The most likely template for Harris's proposal is a recent bill from Senator Elizabeth Warren. She's a Native American, you know. Oh, wait a minute. That was just another conspiracy theory, wasn't it? Harris co-sponsored a similar bill, Kamala Harris did, with Warren in 2020. Harris was a senator then, of course. Warren's bill would ban any, quote, grossly excessive price, end quote, during any, quote, atypical disruption, end quote, of a market. You know, the government is the wrong tool for all of this. These people are going to be suicide bombers. I think they may end up self-immolating. Enough of that. Even the Washington Post and Catherine Rampel are shaking their heads and saying, so excuse me, I read your words, but what do they mean? What does this terminology mean? What is excessive? Who decides that? The federal government? And then what do you do? Roll tanks on grocery stores to trample their rights to determine what the free market demonstrates when it comes to selling pasta or peaches or anything else? But never mind that. President Trump yesterday was speaking, and he had quite an event yesterday. He's got another press conference today, doesn't he? He's got another press conference today. Kamala still doesn't. I think it's day 25. She might be held hostage in Gaza or something, but she's flying around on taxpayer money. I guess some of it's campaign money with that idiot, Tim Walz, the gubernator, who is a war hero that stayed home. He went to Italy, though. I think the war was over by then. You know, 1945, the war ended there. But he was dispatched to Italy. And the food was good. It might explain his physique. Could explain his physique. A lot of pasta restaurants there. All right, so here's President Trump yesterday. And he's on the case.
Now Kamala is reportedly proposing communist price controls. She wants price controls. And if they worked, I'd go along with it, too. But they don't work. They actually have the exact opposite impact and effect. But it leads to food shortages, rationing, hunger, dramatically more inflation. Their Inflation Reduction Act, by the way, was a disaster. It's what caused the inflation. Their Inflation Reduction Act was a con job.
Amazing. President Trump in Bedminster, New Jersey yesterday. And whose plan is this? The Washington Post says they think it sounds like an Elizabeth Warren plan. She's a commie, academic, fake Indian. She should have been thrown out of the Senate when they all found out she was a completely fake Cherokee Indian. High cheekbones, just like her papaw, you know. President Trump yesterday, he knows whose plan it is.
She's running on the Maduro plan. We call it the Maduro plan, like something straight out of Venezuela or the Soviet Union. This announcement is an admission that her economic policies have totally failed and caused really a catastrophe for our country, and beyond that, a catastrophe in the world.
Honestly, you know, when the United States is taken down, it's why the left has had the long knives out for the United States for so long. Because if they can take us down, they can take capitalism down. They can take, you know, that shining city on a hill will be burned to the ground and looted by the Democrat Party. That beacon will be smashed into smithereens. I just wanted to use the word smithereens because it's kind of fun. President Trump on Kamala, she's going to make her first policy speech today. It's on her economic plan, and really it's Karl Marx's economic plan.
If Kamala wins the election, the worst is yet to come. You'll have a real problem in the future because people don't respect her in the world. People don't respect her in the economy. Economists are laughing. They can't even believe this is happening to our country. And she wants to change a free enterprise type country into a communist type country. That's what she knows. She's considered far more radical than Bernie Sanders. That's all you have to know. Far more radical.
You know, my best girl and I were talking about this. We talk about a lot of things. And sometimes we go into these fields. And President Trump's talking about how no one in the world respects Kamala Harris. And that is a fact, Jack. You know, President Reagan won and earned the respect of Soviet leaders, Mikhail Gorbachev and beyond. And the news media painted such a terrible picture of Ronald Reagan as an apocalyptic nightmare that the bad guys of the world were terrified of him. Even the Ayatollahs, who were holding hostages when he was running for president the first time around. And I think they were holding 52 hostages by the time we got to Inauguration Day. And the Iranian terrorists immediately released the American hostages that they were holding after they overran the American embassy in Tehran, right? And it was kind of a big deal. Jimmy Carter let the Shah of Iran fall. He was pro-Western, pro-women's liberation, pro-civilization. And Jimmy Carter's administration just let him fall. And then the Ayatollahs rose, and we're still dealing with the consequences of the Jimmy Carter, the Carter administration's bad foreign policy today, quite literally. Iran still attacking Israel, war in the Middle East, it's all Iran, still being funded by the Democrat Party, tens of billions by the Obama-Biden administration, billions more by the Biden-Kamala Harris administration. The bad guys of the world love weakness in the United States of America, and they fear and despise strength. Now, President Trump said nobody respects her, and that's going to be true. The Ayatollahs won't respect her. Putin won't respect her. Kim Jong-un won't respect her. Xi Jinping will not respect her. But Donald Trump becomes president, and all the characters I just cited are on notice that the sheriff is back in town, and there's no more of this stuff because Putin is terrified of Trump. He even talked about it yesterday, as a matter of fact. Putin is terrified of Trump. Kim Jong-un is not going to act up on Trump. Xi Jinping knows that President Trump knows the power of the United States, the U.S. economy, the U.S. military, the power of the United States culturally. And Xi Jinping knows that he will roll right over Kamala Harris as he has with Joe Biden, but even more so. And you know, in Afghanistan, where the Democrats, Joe Biden, left Afghanistan to the Taliban, and they had their big parade day before yesterday with all the U.S. military equipment. You know that they've returned to stoning women to death. They're kind of old-fashioned. The Democrats, they accuse Republicans of being all kinds of terrible things. And then the Democrats, every time, create circumstances where, you know, women are stoned to death again and public floggings and 1.4 million women that were getting an education in Afghanistan are now thrown out onto the street to fend for themselves. There will be no education for you. And they brought back stoning women to death. That's old school. And the Democrats turn a blind eye to it. It's a wink and a nod, a rub and a tug. They're happy with all of it. Just amazing stuff. President Trump talking about Kamala yesterday at Bedminster, New Jersey.
She said that a 70-80% tax rate is, quote, a bold idea that should be discussed and studied. 70-80%. She co-sponsored legislation to abolish very popular private health insurance, which 150 Americans rely on, dumping everyone onto inferior socialist government-run health care systems with rationing and deadly wait times while massively raising your taxes.
That's them making it better. See, they're always making it better. Just like they made Afghanistan better by leaving because we're the bad guys and the Taliban is not, and they're stoning women to death. Now, don't spend too much time thinking about it, but think for a minute about women being stoned to death. The men that show up to throw big baseball-sized rocks at women until they're dead. They tie them to something like a tree or a pole or a building, and then they stone them to death, and that's okay. That's good. Let's grab a phone call. Let's go to Dave, calling from Charleston, South Carolina. David, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm great, Dave. What do you know?
Chris, I'm a Bronze Star recipient from Desert Storm. I was in the 1st Cavalry Division. And I worked for General Tommy Franks running the prison war camp. I bet you interviewed Tommy Franks a couple of times, didn't you?
I met him a couple of few times. Yes, I did.
Nice fella, great leader.
Yep.
My biggest problem as a Bronze Star recipient with Governor Walz is, you know, I respect a whole lot what he did with the National Guard, but his way he portrays himself as a combat vet just jaws at me a lot, as it does a lot of combat vets. So I just don't appreciate it, and I think it's wrong. I really do.
Well, you're not alone, of course. You know, he misled, he deceived, he used slippery language and weaselly words. He flat out lied about his rank again and again in writing, online, in his congressional side. I think it's still on his Wikipedia page that he was and retired as a command sergeant major. And you know, as an Army guy, 1st Cav, you know the status that a command sergeant major has. It's a big deal, right?
Absolutely. It's like a godlike figure.
It is. In the enlisted ranks, there is no more exalted rank than a command sergeant major. And he's a fraud and a cheat and a liar and a weasel. Am I right?
You're on the money, Chris. You're on the money. And one other thing, and I know you've got to take off here, but the other point I want to make, and I had not heard this, I'm wondering how President Biden feels about Governor Walz. You know, President Biden lost his son, Bo, after he completed a year tour in Iraq. And he lost his life probably because of his exposure to chemicals over there. But he had a choice at that time to decide whether he wanted to go or not with his unit. And he decided to go. He decided to go. And he paid for it. Governor Walz had a choice to decide whether he wanted to go with his unit or not, and he elected not to go. He elected not to go, and I just think that's bad. I really do, and I'm just wondering how the president feels about that himself, knowing how much he cared and loved for his son Bo, and he made the ultimate sacrifice.
Well, that is
amazing.
A lot of good, a lot of interesting stuff in there, Dave. And I'm saluting you I'm saluting you. Now, if you look up the likelihood of that particular type of brain cancer and related to burn pits in Iraq, I think you'll find that there's no scientific evidence to suggest that there is a connection. I know Joe Biden has suggested that many times, and he attributes it. And as long as he attributes it to that, then that's what's going on with Joe Biden and in Joe Biden's head. And his son did. He was the good son, you know. He was the lawyer, the state attorney general in Delaware. He put on the uniform and didn't get kicked out because of repeated cocaine abuse like Hunter Biden did out of the Navy. Joe Biden had to pull strings to get him into the Navy in the first place, then to save him after the first cocaine violation. Couldn't save him after the second cocaine violation. But it's true, Bo Biden was the good one, and they thought, oh, he's going to run for president. You know, he's a lawyer, he's going to go to Iraq, where he served in the JAG Corps, the Judge Advocate General Corps as a lawyer. The burn pits question, though, is a, I'll be generous and say an open question, Dave, when it comes to Bo Biden and the Biden family. More Kamala Harris and the news media response to her commie plans coming up.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. Mike Huckabee says he's tuning in like millions of Americans. Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Watch Newsmax on cable, streaming, or on the free Newsmax app. And Newsmax has announced it plans to go IPO soon. For a limited time, eligible investors can even buy preferred shares in Newsmax, and they come with a 7% dividend. Get the details about Newsmax's planned IPO and shares. Just go to NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. Get Newsmax shares. You can even buy shares with a credit card at NewsmaxInvest.com. Whenever making an investment decision, you should consult your attorney or financial advisor. And investors are responsible for conducting their own due diligence regarding investments and for all tax and other risks and obligations. Don't miss out. Find out more at NewsmaxInvest.com today.
Hi, I'm Stephen Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10.5-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/America or text America to 511-511. Text America to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Battling for years and years stuck in the endless cycle of minimum payments could take decades. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366. That's 800-832-2366. 800-832-2366.
Not available in all states.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Celebrate more than 100 years of America's original butcher and save 50% off site-wide during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. That's right, Omaha Steaks is delivering unforgettable flavor with 50% off extra-aged grain-finished steaks, juicy pure ground burgers, premium pork, air-chilled chicken, and so much more. Plus, as a special offer, you'll get an extra $30 off your order when you shop today at omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. For five generations, Omaha Steaks has brought you endless flavor, endless variety, and endless value with premium proteins that are sure to satisfy. And right now, they're all 50% off. Plus, don't forget, when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, get the extra $30 off. Shop for anniversary savings on all the legendary flavors from America's original butcher. But hurry, this offer won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Rabu, Rabu, your face is a mess.
All right, I've got more on the new Communist Party trajectory of the Democrat Party. It has come up in a couple of media programs, and I will share with you. And the former spokesman for Governor Doug Burgum, he was on CNN, right? CNN. And they had a fun back and forth about the new commie. They're just out of the closet. Take the costume off. Take the mask off. Commies, here they come. Kamala may be too dumb to know what she's doing, but we'll try to help open her eyes.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.